KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Redding.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Hi, I'm Ted Bambino, president of the Redding Rodeo. We are thrilled to be partners with the Redding Rancheria. They are an integral part to the success of the Redding Rodeo.
Hi, I'm Julie. This is Debbie. We're here at the Shasta Family YMCA.
Hi, and I'm Kristen, the CEO. And on behalf of our team, I'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for the many years of support for our programs and our projects like the playground.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Ready to grow your business? KCNR is the last locally owned and operated radio station in our area. We reach thousands of listeners in our community every single day. Our professional production team creates custom ads that grab attention and get the results for your business. And you'll be surprised on how affordable advertising with KCNR is. Our listeners are your customers. Call Sue McLean today at 530-605-4565.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Hi, my name is Lori from Backrubs. We've been working with the Rancheria since 2008. It's an honor to be partnering with Rancheria. They are one of our favorite groups to work with.
I'm Yasmin Pena with Shasta Heat and Air Conditioning. We've been working with the Redding Rancheria since 2022, and we are proud to be their go-to whenever they need work done.
Redding Rancheria. Proud to play our part.
Back-to-school specials are here at Charlu's Tap House. Feed the whole family with a large shoe-topping pizza, big fresh salad, and a basket of breadsticks, all for just $48. And hey, don't forget to book your kids' birthday party in our adventure room. They'll make their own pizzas, jump in the bounce house, and play in the arcade. Or let them play while you relax and dine. Parents, we've got you covered, too. Happy hour, 7 days a week, from 3 to 6 p.m. Enjoy the beer wall for 25% off and deals on appetizers. Stop by Charlu's, located at 1901 Highway 273 in the Shasta Gateway. Charlu's Tap House, where family traditions begin.
It's that time again for the Stillwater Powwow, October 3rd through the 5th at the Redding Rodeo Grounds with free admission for all ages. It's the return of beautiful dancers, the feel of powerful drummers, all from across the nation. Learn and experience firsthand the culture of the Native American people. Proudly brought to you by the Redding Rancheria and the Wind River Resort and Casino. The Stillwater Powwow, October 3rd through the 5th at the Redding Rodeo Grounds. For information, visit stillwaterpowwow.com. Brought to you by the Potter family, Redding Rancheria, Wind River Resort and Casino. This station and other proud sponsors.
Fall fun is brewing in Redding. Join us for Oktoberfest at Turtle Bay's Paul Bunyan Spores Camp, happening Saturday, October 11th from 5 to 8 p.m. Enjoy craft beer or root beer, tasty food, live music, live animal encounters, artisan booths, and more at this all-ages, family-friendly event. Children 3 and under get in for free. All proceeds benefit Turtle Bay. Oktoberfest is presented by Liquor Barn and Sasquatch Car Wash. Saturday, October 11th. Tickets are on sale now at turtlebay.org.
You remember when quality mattered more and people advertised low prices? When craftsmanship wasn't just a buzzword, but a way of life. At Cascade Curations, they never forgot. Their hand-selected collections honor that American tradition and the quality you grew up with. Quality clothing and low prices, just like they used to make them. Come see their showroom of men's and women's clothing across from Jack's Grill on California Street. And as always, they have free parking for their customers. Go by and see for yourself. Cascade Curations.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel is a full-service organization with departments staffed with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is financial advisor Susan Eastman at 530-244-7199. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Again, that number, 530-244-7199.
Join me, Dr. Lauren, on Tuesdays at 6 p.m. behind the pink mic for breast cancer conversations about prevention and diagnosis to healing stories and words from expert guests. Behind the Pink Mic is proudly sponsored by Sizzle's Kitchen and Swell Endeavor. Tune in with Dr. Lauren every Tuesday at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and streaming at KCNR1460.com. Behind the Pink Mic, let's talk healing, hope, and community.
Goldleaf Nursery Last Days of Summer, 40% off sale is on now. All nursery stock, 1 gallon to our large 24-inch box trees. Ground covers, fruit trees, shade trees, evergreens, redwood trees in many sizes. Palm trees, flowering magnolia trees, great myrtles in many sizes and colors, full size to dwarf. The best time to plant a shade tree was 20 years ago. Let's get some shade growing in your yard. Goldleaf Nursery has a huge selection of 24-inch box trees at 40% off. Blueberry plants and a great selection of citrus trees, 15-gallon size. Last days of summer sale, 40% off. Goldleaf Nursery is located at the south end of Churn Creek Road, 1/4 mile from Airport Road and Dirsch Road. Sale starts September 2nd through September 30th. Open Tuesday through Saturday. Goldleaf Nursery, making Shasta County greener since 1975.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
Smoke and sap, dirt and grime, leaves and pollen, and even bugs. Just a few things that can possibly damage your vehicle's paint over time, causing it to pit, fade, and oxidize, basically ruining your paint job. Quick and Clean Car Wash can help. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading invites you to stop by and enjoy their all-cloth car wash. Why don't take the time to pre-wash and hand-scrub your car or truck? Quick and Clean Car Wash also offers car wash packages. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
A pro just to draw plans to be like, okay, you can get away with posts here, here, and here for the same structural support. It's not an easy solution, and especially if the tree is big and you don't want to damage the root system in a way that could sort of make the tree's structural stability, you know, unreliable. There's a lot of different things there.
Good luck with that project, Nancy, and send us some pictures of your deck when it's completed. That sounds pretty cool. All right, somebody right up my alley, Leslie. We've got Colin, who's security conscious, on the line, and he's got a very interesting question. What's going on, Colin?
Well, I'm building a house, and I've made a cinder block room, you know, out of 8-inch block, and it's like a 6x9 room, and I want to put a vault door on it, so it's kind of like a oversized gun closet. It's also gonna pair as a safe room.
All right, so you're really looking for a super secure door for this new room that you've built, right?
That's correct. You know, I've looked at vault doors on there, and that, you know, you can buy one for $1,700 or you can spend $10,000.
Yeah, I mean, first of all, the prices are definitely all over the map. I mean, the other thing that you could do is repurpose a door from an old safe, and you could do this as a DIY project, or if you don't feel like you have that level of security or that you don't need that level of security, I mean, you've got an 8-inch block wall and you've got a vault door on it. If I want to break into that room, I'm taking a sledgehammer to that block wall, like, you know, to heck with the door, personally. I don't think I could break into either of those things, but someone could. So, I mean, I get that you want the software to go through the concrete block, but if you want something that's affordable and will give you a better level of security than a traditional wood door would, you could use a heavy-duty commercial steel door that has a steel frame and a heavy steel door, and it kind of backs up with deadbolts, and then you could put multiple deadbolts on that.
I've thought about that, too.
All right. Well, you've definitely made it impossible for me to break in, like, all the way. Jim probably might be able to. He's very strong.
I don't even know how I would get a bank vault door down where I put it.
I'm like, in my mind, I think about heist movies, and I'm like, some sort of little explosive device? I don't know. Gum and a hairpin?
Yeah, MacGyver, yeah. Hey, Colin, one thing you can do if you do go with the block, cinder block.
Jim's the gun guy here.
This isn't even gun. This is construction guy, but yes, I am.
Safety, construction, all this stuff.
If you use an 8-inch cinder block, they've got, you know, the holes on each side. Try putting rebar in between them so you can still stagger them up so your seams are proper. But try putting rebar in there and then filling them with concrete. So now instead of having 8-inch cinder block, you've got 8-inch solid block, more or less. And the rebar strengthens the whole wall. So if somebody does knock out a couple blocks, they still got to fight the rebar to try to get in.
Yeah, and I'm going to say, like, don't forget about proper ventilation and, you know, maybe, like, video security so you can see what's going on outside.
And it never hurts to have good homeowners insurance and or a good watchdog. I go that route. That always helps.
Yeah, I feel like there's a whole bunch of stuff we have to think about, but I don't know. I live in my naive New York land, so... Good luck with that, all right? Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Thank you.
Thanks so much for joining us this hour here on the Money Pit. Give us a call anytime at 888-MONEY-PIT or shoot us an email at moneypit.com. When you jump in the shower, guys, first thing in the morning, is it great or do you find yourself waiting and waiting for that water to turn warm? Well, if that's you, adding a hot water recirculating pump can deliver hot water instantly. So we'll explain how that works and how you can achieve a no-wait hot shower next. Now's a great time to check your roof for damage or wear. Not only does harsh weather beat up your roof, but with age, asphalt shingles will start to lose their natural oil and become dry and brittle. That doesn't always mean they need a costly replacement. RoofMax Roof Restoration Treatment is a safe, easy, and affordable alternative to roof replacement. And right now, they're offering a free tune-up completed prior to applying treatment. They'll fix nail pops, refasten loose flashing, and seal cracks and exposed nails, an $859 value. I've seen RoofMax in action, and it really works. RoofMax is trusted nationally, and installers are locally owned and operated. And get this, for every roof saved, RoofMax works with the Dave Thomas Foundation to find a forever home for a child waiting in foster care. To find a RoofMax installer near you, go to RoofMax.com. That's RoofMax, M-A-X-X.com, or call 1-800-ROOFMAX. Do you have a toilet that's noisy or always running? Well, it's probably your flapper. You can stop wasting all that water and the noise by replacing the toilet flapper. We here at Team Money Pit are big fans of the Super Flapper from Fluidmaster. Its innovative design replaces either a 2-inch or 3-inch flapper and takes just minutes to install, and it's the only flapper you'll need. Start saving money and stop watching your cash get flushed down the toilet. Fix that noisy running toilet today. It's an easy DIY project, and it takes just a few minutes. So replace that old, worn-out flapper with the Super Flapper and start saving water immediately. Fluidmaster has been the go-to brand for plumbing pros for over 67 years, so you know you are getting a product that's built to last and trusted by the experts. Any questions, you can call them at 800-631-2011 or just visit superflapper.com. That's superflapper.com. Time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake and discolor, making your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio look old and worn. With Quikrete Recap Resurfacer, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces at a fraction of the cost of replacing it. It's an easy project you can even do yourself. Quikrete Recap will give you a durable new look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit quikrete.com, Q-U-I-K-R-E-T-E.com.
Hi, I'm Leslie Segretti, and we want you to get a grip. Make your home safer and more beautiful. Add TrackSafe Anti-Slip Color Coat to ugly, blotchy floor surfaces, then top it off with award-winning TrackSafe Anti-Slip Sealer. Renew concrete, stone, and pre-painted surfaces with these easy-to-apply products from Deich Coatings. Great for both inside and outdoors, TrackSafe products deliver aggressive anti-slip performance with all-weather durability. Get on track and order products today with free shipping from the Home Depot, Lowe's, or DeichCoatings.com. That's Deich, D-A-I-C-H, Coatings.com.
The Money Pit is presented by Ladera Wallblock from Pavestone. Ladera Wallblock, transforming spaces with ease. Learn more at pavestone.com. That's P-A-V-E-S-T-O-N-E.com.
Making good homes better, this is The Money Pit. I'm Leslie Segretti. Did you know that September is National Recycling Month? When was the last time you guys opened that junk drawer full of old phones, dead batteries, and random cords? Well, instead of tossing them in the trash, recycle them properly. Electronics and batteries contain materials that can be hazardous if they end up in landfills, but many retailers like Best Buy, Staples, even Home Depot offer recycling drop-offs for those small electronics and those rechargeable batteries. Now, you can also check with your local municipality for e-waste collection events. It's a simple way to declutter and protect the planet. All right, Jim, let's get back to it. Who's next?
Hi, Catherine. You've got the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
I have lighting in the basement, and it is something we started initially, and we changed our mind. And so there are outlets or holes that are intended for light fixtures and then also a ceiling fan. And we're changing how we're going to do things down there. Is there some way that we can catch it up and start all over, or do we need to have an electrician in and resurface everything and do everything all over again?
All right, so your main issue here is that you came up with a design plan for your lighting, and now you're like, oh, we don't like that.
Yes.
Right? You just want to kind of patch what's there. Yeah, you could totally patch what's there.
The wires are already there.
Oh, wait, they're already wired. You really went into this project and then changed your mind. Got it. Well, if you have wires there, and if they're connected and live on the end that's in the room, and if they're sort of energized to the panel, then they have to be disconnected. You can't just seal them back up in the ceiling and hope for the best. I mean, you could just deal with it. You could get wire nuts and kind of just cover up the ends of the live wires and then cover that box. There's ceiling plates that you can use. But I wouldn't cover it with, like, drywall and pretend it doesn't exist anymore because, God forbid, something happens, you can't access it. Those little ceiling plates, they're generally round and white and matte finished metal, and you just kind of screw them into the ceiling, and then you know where that hole is, and you can access it at any time. And, you know, they're just like a simple, delicate plate.
The decorative trim piece thing, kind of.
Yeah, and yeah. You can even paint them, right, Jim? The ceiling color, if the ceiling's not white, so it kind of will go away. But I would not leave that wiring there. If you do go the route of removing that wiring or, you know, making sure it's completely dead before you seal it up, you can patch the ceiling with drywall. You would sort of make the hole slightly larger to accommodate a patch because you want it to sort of span some studs. So you could be ending up with some large patched areas of the ceiling, and that's fine. But what you would want to do is get the new drywall up there and then go ahead and spackle the cracks, the edges, or the seams, if you will, and then, you know, sand that really well, do that a couple of times, and then paint it when you're done.
Excellent. Thank you so much.
But, yeah, this is going to be a lot of work. And next time, think the lighting plan through because you don't want to do it again. Or just suddenly decide that you love the lighting plan that you picked initially.
Hey, this one will work. I'll just pretend I like it.
I mean, why not? Yeah. It's the basement. How often are you down there?
You got to do what you got to do.
All right, let's talk about a frustration that we've all had, you know, waiting for what feels like forever for your shower to get hot. Not only is it annoying, especially on colder mornings, but think of all that water that you're wasting while you wait. Now, this is where my boyfriend would go, well, you know, I always take a cold shower. Well, good for you, Mike. The rest of us like a hot shower, and there's that. So when you have, that's always his favorite little thing, like, I don't mind because, well, I take a cold shower. Well, great. But for all of us who want hot showers and are waiting, there's hot water recirculation pumps. And these are great because they're a small but mighty system, and they are designed to keep that hot water flowing when and where you need it and can save you up to 17,000 gallons of water a year. Yeah, 17,000. So how do they work? Well, the basic idea is pretty clever. A recirculation pump takes water that hasn't quite heated up yet and sends it back through your plumbing instead of letting it just sit in the line or go down the drain. That means the hot water is always standing by and ready to go. Now, the upgrade is especially helpful if that bathroom or kitchen is far away from the water heater and it takes a while for that warm water to get to that tap. Now, not all systems are created equal, so let's kind of break this down. There's two main types of recirculation setups. There's a dedicated return line system, and these have a separate pipe that consistently circulates that hot water throughout the plumbing. And they work great in new builds where you can plan for that piping in advance. But a crossover system, and this is the one that most DIYers will love, it connects the hot and cold water lines at the furthest fixture in your house. So it's using that cold water line to return that unused hot water back to the water heater. And it's a simple retrofit. There's no major plumbing needed, and it is very budget friendly. And both can cut down on the water waste and the weight. But which one's best really depends on your home setup. Now let's talk numbers. A basic recirculation system can cost anywhere from $250 to $450 for a DIY install. That's a reasonable weekend project for a handy homeowner. And some kits will even come with everything you need. But here's a tip. These systems do work best with a timer or a motion sensor, so that they're only running when you really need them. This way you're not using energy 24/7 just to keep those pipes warm. You're going to get all the comfort and the savings without the extra cost in your electric or your gas bill. So if you're sick of those cold showers and wasting water while you wait, this is one project that really delivers fast. All right, let's see who's next.
We're going to Robert in Texas with an air conditioning situation. What's going on there, Robert?
Yeah, I had something at my local home show this past weekend, and I went, and it's called Arctic Blast. I don't know if you've ever heard of it. It's installed in your air conditioning system, and it supposedly will reduce the efficiency of your air conditioner, drop it by about 21%. The local companies often do it. You just inject it into the Freon. It's installed that way. I'm just wondering if it's worth it to have an old system. And, I'd like to increase the life of it. And hey, if I can get 5 degrees more, that'd be a pretty good deal with the 21% decrease in the demand.
But how old is your system now?
It's about 15 years old.
Yeah, at 15 years, it's kind of at the end of its normal life cycle. And they're telling you there's a refrigerant that they're claiming is going to improve its efficiency?
Yeah, it's called an Arctic Blast. It offers an environmentally friendly process that greatly improves the efficiency of R22, R134.
And how much is this process going to cost you?
About $575.
Yeah, I don't know. About $600 is kind of a lot of money, and it's going to take you a long time to make that back. I kind of would be hesitant to do this. I think if the system is working and if it's properly tuned up, it's got the right level of refrigerant in it, then it's going to work well.
Until it stops working.
Yeah, changing the refrigerant I don't think is going to make that big of a difference. So I wouldn't mess with it. I would just keep using it as is until it just doesn't spit out cold air anymore, and then it's time to replace it. And that's really just the best way to do it.
Yeah, that's what I was wondering, because I thought, well, if I can get a few more years out of it, you know, rather than having to buy a whole unit.
Yeah, and I mean, maybe you can, maybe you can't, but putting that additive in there, I don't think it's going to make a hill of beans a difference.
Okay, well, that's the reason I come to listen to y'all every week and on Saturdays, and I value your opinion, so I wanted to see what you had to say about it, and I really appreciate it.
Well, we really appreciate you too, Robert. Good luck with that project. Hope everything works out just fine.
You are tuned to the Money Pit. Thanks so much for joining us this hour. Are you thinking about adding a patio before fall sets in? Well, if you are, you're in luck, because coming up, we'll walk you through how to build a poured concrete patio from scratch using Quikrete's crack-resistant concrete. It's a few easy steps to create a modern slab that will give you the patio of your dreams in just a weekend. So stay tuned. Your backyard transformation starts next.
Right now, you can switch from cable television to satellite television for free. That's right. We're offering free equipment, free installation, plus get a free $100 prepaid Visa card. Call the satellite TV hotline right now. Make the switch from cable to satellite television and expand your viewing horizon. On top of free installation, for a limited time, we're offering a fixed price guarantee. With satellite TV, you'll save money over your expensive cable bill. Plus, get access to hundreds of channels. And when you call right now, you can also ask about our seniors and military discounts. So make the switch to satellite TV right now. Everybody gets free installation, free equipment, plus a $100 prepaid Visa card. Call right now and you can switch to satellite TV and be watching everything you wanted to within the next week. And remember, installation's free, so call right now. 800-380-4301. 800-380-4301. 800-380-4301. That's 800-380-4301.
Alan Gordon, Coach Master Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Bay Pharma America.
My neighbor invited me to a Wounded Warrior Project event. I didn't know what to expect, but I felt like everyone understood me. We got each other. So I got more involved. I joined support groups with other women warriors, and it helped me realize a new purpose in my life.
Through our hands-on programs, supportive community, and ongoing advocacy, we help post-9/11 veterans realize what's possible. Learn more at woundedwarriorproject.org/possible.
This year's U.S. National winner of the James Dyson Award is redefining what assistive technology can look and feel like. Soul One, developed by Harvard students Bradley Wagman and Victor Bokish, is a wearable device that uses AI and self-robotics to help people with foot drop, a condition affecting millions of Americans, walk naturally again. Here's Bradley and Victor with more.
With Soul One, we wanted to create something that feels as good to wear as it is effective. It's lightweight, sleek, fits in any shoe, and adapts in real time. It supports every step, helping people with foot drop walk confidently again.
We've taken inspiration from athletic gear because we believe assistive technology should be something you're proud to wear, not just something you must. That's why winning the James Dyson Award is so exciting. It's known globally for celebrating ideas that solve real problems in creative and practical ways. Now, as we head to the international competition with the global winners revealed November 5th, we hope Soul One inspires other inventors to enter their ideas into the James Dyson Award.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
Elements of the media are seeking to derail the legitimacy of the United States Supreme Court. What is on the docket? What can they do about it? And where is it all heading? Find out on Liberty Nation Radio.
Author, columnist, managing editor of LibertyNation.com, podcast host and conservative policy advocate.
We dismiss history at our peril.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
Attention business owners, 3,076 businesses are shutting their doors every single day. There are three things holding you back from doubling your sales in the next 12 months. They are number one, the Great Resignation. 47 million Americans voluntarily left their job last year. Your staff are harder to find than ever before. Number two, the clutter factor. 3.8 billion social media pages are competing for the attention of your prospects. No wonder they aren't listening to your marketing efforts. Number three, the death of the salesman. 97% of your prospects feel salespeople are too pushy today. Hello, I'm Amanda Holmes. I've just released an updated version of my father's cult classic book, The Ultimate Sales Machine. If you'd like to double your sales in the next 12 months, download a free chapter of the book at ultimatesalesmachine.com/book. Our clients call it the chapter that changes lives. Get your proven roadmap to doubling sales at ultimatesalesmachine.com/book.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit. I'm Leslie Segretti. Welcome back, you guys. Well, that fall chill is in the air, but before you light that first cozy fire of the season, let's take a few minutes to prep your fireplace for safe use. First, you want to schedule a professional chimney inspection and cleaning. Now, creosote buildup is a major fire hazard, so you want to check that the damper opens, closes, and seals properly, and inspect that firebox for cracks or loose bricks. Now, if you use wood, you want to make sure that you burn only seasoned hardwoods like oak or maple for cleaner, more efficient fires. And don't forget to test your smoke and carbon monoxide detectors nearby. Safety first, then snuggle up.
All right. I give you guys permission to call while snuggling.
Aw.
Well, if you are looking for a weekend project that transforms your outdoor space and adds long-term value, a poured concrete patio might be just the thing. And thanks to Quikrete's range of concrete mixes and easy-to-use products, it's more approachable than you might think, even for first-timers. So let's walk through the basics of building a durable, beautiful concrete patio. First up, you've got to plan your patio like a pro. So before you break ground, you need to decide on the shape, the size, and the location. And you can use a garden hose or a rope to kind of sketch out that layout. And then grab a mason string and stakes to kind of just square up that shape. You can use the 3-4-5 triangle method to make sure that your layout is perfectly square. And trust me, it makes the whole process smoother down the line. Now, next up, you want to look at the slope, because that slope of that property is going to set you up for success. You want that patio to drain properly, especially if it's near your home. That mason string at a line level will help you create a gentle slope of about an eighth of an inch per foot to help shed that water away from the foundation. Next, you want to prep the site. So excavate the area and lay down a compactable gravel subbase about 4 inches thick, and that will help with drainage and give the concrete a strong foundation to sit on. And you want to make sure you compact that well, so really tamp it down. And if your patio is going to be right up against the home, you want to install a fiberboard to act as the expansion joint there, so the stones and the siding or the foundation are not in contact with each other. Next, you're building the forms. So you're going to use 2x4 lumber to frame out that patio. So screw the boards into wood stakes, coat the inside of the form with vegetable oil or a commercial release agent, and mark where your control joints are going to go. And now comes the fun part. You want to use the Quikrete crack-resistant concrete mix for a long-lasting finish, or step up your style with a decorative finish like exposed aggregate or acid stain. Now, once you pour it, you're going to screed that surface level, float it smooth, and finish it to your liking. Perhaps it's just a broom texture or a trowel polish, adding those joint controls to help prevent cracking, and finally seal it with Quikrete acrylic cure and seal to protect that hard work and help it cure evenly. Before you know it, you're going to have a custom concrete patio ready for entertaining, grilling, relaxing under the stars, whatever you like to do, but this is definitely a DIY project. And remember, for more detailed instructions, the tools, and the calculators, you can visit Quikrete.com. They've got everything you need to do it right the first time. Now, that's a great project to add to your to-do list. Let's get back to the phones.
Heading out to Pennsylvania, Leslie, we have Amanda, and she's dealing with some floor squeaks. What's going on, Amanda?
We just got a house. It's about 100 years old, but it's in great condition. It has the original hardwood floors, which are in great condition as well, but some of them creak, especially the stairs. What can we do to fix some of the soft spots and some of the creaky areas? They have about the 1-inch pieces of board that run across without ruining the original hardwood.
Well, you have a very beautiful old home, and that's awesome, but when you end up with an older home, you get older wood floors, and they tend to squeak. I mean, you could chalk it up to charm. We all kind of do. There's the wonky step and the weird handrail and the creaky floor, and we go, oh, it's old world charm. But, you know, the squeaks can be annoying. I did the voice. I'm sorry, Jim.
I like
know
this.
I did the
It's like paid entertainment for me. This is great.
You could tell I entertained myself a lot.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Amanda. So I think what you should try to do is stop looking for the source of the squeaks, because it happens. It kind of moves around as the boards move and rub against each other, and that's what's making the squeaky sound. So what you have to do to kind of fix that is tighten the loose boards where you find them. But it's one of those things where it's like, oh, here it is, do it instantly, because you'll walk away and forget. And you end up like just kind of chasing this one spot. But if you fix all of the boards that are, you know, moving or seem loose or just not quite right, tighten those up, and you can definitely stop the squeaks. Eventually something else will start squeaking, but at least you're kind of getting it in check as you're finding it. And what you want to do is you want to find a very specialized type of screw. It's called a trim screw. It's not hard to find. But the reason you use a screw is because when you drive that screw in, it doesn't back out. And the way your floorboards have been put down a million years ago is that there was a very sort of basic nail that went in, and over time with all the movement, it starts to back itself loose. And then what happens is you get movement of that board. So if you put a trim screw in, you can drive it right down, and it's pretty much almost impossible to see when you're done. It's not like a hole you're going to have to fill. But tighten up the areas where you sense that squeak, or you're hearing that squeak, or you're feeling the movement, and that should do the trick. And you could do the same on stair treads, you know, a lot of stuff there. Don't expect your house to be like super quiet, but it'll definitely be improved, if that makes sense. All right, so put on your tool belt always and just walk around with your screw gun and those trim screws. And anytime you hear a squeak, boop, boop, take care of it. All right, Amanda, thanks so much for calling us at 888 Money Pit. You are tuned to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Are you looking for a flooring option that's stylish, affordable, durable, and waterproof? Well, composite flooring might just be your new favorite upgrade. Coming up, we'll share why this next-gen material is popping up in bathrooms, basements, kitchens, and more, plus what to know before you install it, whether you've got pets, kids, or just a lot of foot traffic. This floor is built to handle it all and still look gorgeous doing it, so stick around. Ready to upgrade your backyard in minutes? With Ladera Wall Block, installation is a breeze. Imagine a stunning fire pit assembled in less than 5 minutes. It's that easy. Perfect for quick and beautiful outdoor projects, including seat walls, lighting columns, and more. Ladera Wall Block is your go-to choice for a customized look without the hassle. Ladera Wall Block, transforming spaces with ease. To find a retailer near you, project instructions, design inspiration, and more, visit pavestone.com. That's pavestone.com. Metal roofs are very popular these days. They're durable, long-lasting, and beautiful. With a nearly endless number of designs, styles, and colors to choose from, you can easily find a quality metal roof to fit the architectural style of your home. There are even style options that mimic shake, slate, and clay or concrete tile, yet all offer the easy care and performance advantages of metal. Add great curb appeal to your home with a metal roof. Get inspired. Visit the Metal Roofing Alliance at metalroofing.com. If you have a second story deck, you can double your outdoor space with the addition of Trex Rain Escape. This innovative underdeck drainage system features an integrated network of troughs and downspouts that capture rain and snow and funnels it away, keeping the space underneath the deck dry so it can be used. Unlike other systems that install below the joists of a deck, Trex Rain Escape uniquely installs above the joist between the framing and the deck surface boards, leaving the wood and metal structure and the space below protected from the elements. Add furniture and accessories to create a comfortable outdoor room. You can even run gas and electrical lines safely under the deck surface to power lighting, ceiling fans, appliances, and more. Trex Rain Escape is available through Home Depot and Lowe's.com and through specialty decking dealers. Visit TrexRainEscape.com to learn more and find a dealer near you. Hi, I'm Leslie Segretti, and we want you to get a grip. Make your home safer and more beautiful. Add TrackSafe Anti-Slip Color Coat to ugly, blotchy floor surfaces, then top it off with award-winning TrackSafe Anti-Slip Sealer. Renew concrete, stone, and pre-painted surfaces with these easy-to-apply products from Deich Coatings. Great for both inside and outdoors, TrackSafe products deliver aggressive anti-slip performance with all-weather durability. Get on track and order products today with free shipping from the Home Depot, Lowe's, or DeichCoatings.com. That's Deich, D-A-I-C-H, Coatings.com. Outdoor concrete projects are quick and easy with QuickCrete fast-setting concrete mix in the red bag. It's great for setting fence posts, a mailbox, deck footings, or even a small slab. QuickCrete fast-setting concrete in the red bag makes setting posts quick and easy. There's no mixing. Just pour the dry mix into the hole and soak it with water. It sets hard in 20 to 40 minutes. It's that quick and that easy. You'll find QuickCrete fast-setting concrete mix at home improvement stores. Look for it in the red bag.
The Money Pit is presented by TrackSafe Anti-Slip Color Coat and Anti-Slip Sealer from Deich Coatings, the official coatings partner of The Money Pit. Renew concrete and stone. Learn more at DeichCoatings.com, D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
Making good homes better, this is The Money Pit, and I'm Leslie Segretti. Well, fall means more leaves, mud, and moisture getting trapped inside, so now's the perfect time to refresh your entry mats. You want to start by adding a heavy-duty mat outside to scrape off dirt and debris, and then pair it with a washable rug or a boot tray just inside the door that's going to catch anything that sneaks in. Not only does it help protect your floors, but it also is a quick way to update your front entryway with a bit of fall style. So think plaids, leaves, patterns, or even a fun seasonal message like, boo, a witch lives here, go away, or something. I don't know, maybe something more friendly, whatever suits you, but that's the one I'm going to go with. Anyway, these are great ways to keep the house tidy. And quick tip, when you come home from a soccer game on a damp weekend, make sure to, you know, crack the cleats outside. Mm-hmm. To get rid of all of that yuck, because just the other day I was picking up some compact dirt by the front.
Yay.
So lots of ways you can keep the house clean, and go Panthers. That's Charlie's team.
There you go.
Well, if it's been a while since you looked at flooring options, get ready. Composite flooring has come a long way. Today's products are not only durable and water resistant, but they're also incredibly realistic, comfortable underfoot, and surprisingly budget friendly. And the best part is they're a perfect fit in every room of your home, from basements to bathrooms, kitchens, and kids' rooms. So let's break down why composite flooring is having a major moment. In short, composite flooring kind of combines several materials, typically a tough high-performance core with a wear-resistant surface layer that mimics the look of hardwood, tile, or stone. And some options also include a built-in underlayment for sound absorption and extra comfort. You're going to see it sold under names like SPC, which is stone polymer composite, or WPC for wood polymer composite, or more generally like a luxury vinyl plank LVP, or engineered vinyl flooring, or EVP, engineered vinyl planks. And all of these are part of that composite flooring family, and each has its own strengths. Now, traditional floors, they're gorgeous. That beautiful natural wood is really great. But let's face it, moisture is their enemy. One leak in a laundry room or a steamy bathroom, and you could be in for warping, staining, or worse. But a composite floor solves that problem, because most modern options are 100% waterproof, or they are highly water resistant. And that means you can install it in bathrooms without worry, in kitchens where spills happen daily, even in basements where humidity levels change. Now, there's no special sealing or stress required. And another win, composite flooring is designed for DIY-friendly installation. Most are going to snap together with a locking system, so that means no glue, no nails, no big mess. And you can even float it over your existing floor in a lot of cases. And once it's installed, that composite flooring is just a breeze to maintain. You kind of just sweep it and mop it. There's no sanding. There's no refinishing. And many of today's products include a protective coating that will resist scratches from pets and from furniture and from foot traffic. So you're not stuck with those same old plank designs either. It's interesting because a composite floor, you know, it can mimic that look of natural wood. It can give you wider planks. It can be in a matte finish that kind of looks more high-end. There's stone and tile styles to give you a spa vibe without your cold toes. And a rainbow of color tones, from classic oak to weathered gray, even to a dramatic black tone. So whether you want your farmhouse warmth, modern minimalism, or a cozy cottage feel, there is a look to match your home. And if you're looking for a flooring upgrade this fall, composite flooring is definitely worth serious consideration. It's affordable, beautiful, easy to install, and built to stand up to whatever your household can dish out. Muddy boots, pet paws, water spills, you name it. And unlike some trendy materials that look dated after years, today's composites are timeless, and they are built to last for decades, so it's definitely worth checking out. All right, let's get back to our callers. Who's up next?
Okay, we've got Sandy now, who has a problem I'm sure many of us have come across before. And, Leslie, I really like your answer to this. I've used it in the past, and I'm going to not steal your thunder. So here we have Sandy. Sandy, tell us what's going on with your carpet.
Well, I had a Cincy, one of those little things that uses a hot wax,
mm-hmm.
and my granddaughter knocked the Cincy over onto the carpet, and part of it splashed upon my Henry Don chair, which is upholstered.
Ruh-roh.
Haven't done anything yet because I don't know really how to go about cleaning that.
Well, the first thing you want to do, and this is, it's kind of an easy fix. You just have to make sure you haven't already scratched at it or rubbed it or anything. Take a brown paper bag and an iron, and you want to put the iron on a high setting without steam, and put the paper bag over the wax and then iron, and the wax will melt but then stick to the paper bag, and you'll be able to peel it right off.
Well, that's awesome. Okay, brown paper bag with a hot iron, not on steam.
No steam.
Just hot cotton, and hold it on there for a few minutes, and it will pull it out.
Yeah, you don't want to, like, sit it on there too long because you don't want to burn it through.
Okay.
So you want to hold the brown paper bag, then put the iron on top, and then shift it around, you know, moving to a clean part on the bag as you get more of the wax onto the bag. This way you're not re-spreading the wax.
That sounds wonderful. Thank you so much.
Is your recycling routine a little, well, trashed? Coming up in Leslie's Last Word, she'll share a few simple tricks to make recycling easier and actually work better in your home. From where to put your bins to what not to toss, you'll learn how to build a system that turns good intentions into everyday habits. That's just ahead, right here on The Money Pit.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Get connected to what's happening in Shasta County. Tune in to KCNR, the Shasta Live Show. Your weekly dose of local business, community buzz, and dining discoveries. Join the Shasta County Chamber of Commerce, Reading Buzz, and Eat Shasta every Monday night from 6:05 to 7 p.m. Can't catch it live? No problem. Listen to the archives anytime at KCNR1460.com. KCNR and the Shasta County Chamber of Commerce, your community connection.
With Mark Saltzman.
At National Geographic Society, we believe in the power of wonder. It drives us to explore, pushes us to see the world differently, moves us to action. And we believe that today, wonder is more essential than ever.
Wow.
That's why we're supporting a new generation of explorers to ask big questions, make breakthroughs, and bring the future closer. Wonder awaits. Will you join us? Visit natgeo.org/wonder.
36% of homeowners say their garage is too cluttered to park a car inside. But getting organized is easier than you think. Here are some quick tips from Gladiator. Start by pulling everything out. Sort items into three piles. Keep, donate, and toss. If you haven't used it in a year, let it go. And don't let rakes, shovels, and bikes hog your floor space. Hang them on walls with hooks or shelves. Our Gear Track Pack can help. Store seasonal gear like holiday decorations in overhead racks, out of sight but easy to grab when needed. The overhead gear loft is an excellent choice. After that, split your garage into zones, a grab-and-go spot for shoes and keys, a workbench area, and long-term storage. Keep everyday items near the door on our heavy-duty shelf and move rarely used things to the back. And just like that, you could reclaim your garage. For more tips and storage solutions, visit GladiatorGarageWorks.com.
Making good homes better, this is The Money Pit. Thank you so much for joining us. Time now to answer some of your emails. Who wrote in this week, Jim?
Well, a different Jim wrote in, and he says...
Oh, no way. This is you.
There's more than one Jim, believe it or not, Leslie.
No, they wrote James.
Okay,
I think this is your alter ego.
Or I'm in trouble for my mom.
Yeah.
Could be that. The only time I hear that. I recently had a new door on my crawl space, he says, installed from the outside. The door sits in bricks and on cinder blocks, and the framing of the house is along the top of it. Does this type of door need to be weatherproof like other exterior doors or windows?
Yeah, I mean, I kind of think I know the door you're talking about. It's basically like a very small exterior door, like...
It's like a Bilco door? Is that what he's thinking?
I kind of am getting a sense of that. Now, usually it has a top that's aligned with the bottom and then sort of framed where the siding overlaps. And in this case, you definitely need to have at least a drip edge covering the top of that door because you have to remember your door is wood, or even if that door is metal, it could rust. You can't have water going down the siding and getting underneath that. So you definitely have to have that drip edge flashing on the top of that. Now, in terms of size and depending on how tight it is to the block wall, I would at least caulk that area with silicone, you know, the sides of the door jamb into the block wall. So again, you're avoiding water getting in there. So treat this the same basically as you would any exterior window or door. I mean, just because it's for a crawl space doesn't mean that you should be taking any shortcuts to it. And lastly, don't forget that now is the time to get a good solid coat of exterior paint on that. Because typically when they come out of the factory, they're just primed. I mean, they're not unfinished, but they're not fully finished. You do need to add those top coats to it to make sure that this all lasts a long time. Because you're seeing all of these little steps take time. They're all adding up to projects to make sure that everything is fully finished. If water gets in there, I know it's to a crawl space, but you could be messing with the foundation. You could be messing with the siding. You could be getting moisture behind the bricks, causing mold. There's a lot of different things that could happen. So take the time to finish everything properly, because just because this isn't inside the house or in a very visible area doesn't mean it should have any less attention paid to it. All right, James, or Jim, who's here on the phone with me in the radio.
Works for me, yeah.
Well, Jim, ask your alter ego, James, if this is a good answer for him. All right, all the Jims and Jameses in the world.
We're good. Yeah, we're good.
All right, thanks so much for writing in.
Is your plan of recycling at home become a hassle? Well, in today's edition of Leslie's Last Word, Leslie has some super easy tips to streamline your setup. Take it away, Leslie.
Well, if your recycling system at home feels more like a hassle than a habit, it could be time for a little reset. Now, the trick here to successful recycling isn't just knowing what to recycle. It's making it easy to do it. So you want to start by placing clearly labeled bins where the waste actually happens. It could be a small bin next to your kitchen trash for rinsed cans and bottles, a paper-only bin by your home office or printer, or even a designated box in the garage for those cardboard items and the packing materials. If you keep those bins where you use them most, it takes away the excuse to kind of just toss everything into the trash because it's convenient. And don't forget to keep a printed or a posted guide nearby with what your town accepts, because pizza boxes and plastic bags, they usually are not on the list. Now, the easier you make it to recycle, the more likely everyone in your household is to pitch in, because a greener home doesn't happen by accident. It starts with simple, smart systems. And that is our September recycling home tip. So get in the habit, you guys. It's easier than you think. You just need a few days to develop a new routine. All right. We have had a busy hour with you guys. So thank you so much for joining us. Next week, we're going to jump into a big old pile of leaves with fall outdoor tips. So don't miss it. Thanks again. And remember, you guys, you can do it yourself, but you don't have to do it alone. See you next time.
On the Money Pit Radio Show. On the Money Pit Radio Show. Pick up the telephone. Fix up your home sweet home by calling 888-MONEY-PIT.
You hear that? That's the sound of your business losing money. Legacy phone systems weren't built for today's teams. OpenPhone gives your business a smarter way to stay connected. OpenPhone lets you manage calls, texts, voicemail, and contacts all in one place so that you and your team can deliver a seamless customer experience from ring to need to take calls on the go? OpenPhone automatically transcribes, summarizes, and highlights next steps from every call so you never miss a detail. Need insight into what closes a sale? With OpenPhone's AI call tags, you can instantly spot key topics like objections or pricing questions and use those insights to coach your team and level up every customer interaction. And yes, you can bring your existing number with you for free. Keep your team in sync and your customers happy with OpenPhone. OpenPhone. No missed calls, no missed customers.
Try OpenPhone for free at openphone.com/try and get 20% off your first 6 months. That's openphone.com/try.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from Town Hall. I'm Ron Taylor. Speaking at the United Nations, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is pressing Hamas to release hostages still held nearly 2 years after the October 7th attacks. Among those watching Netanyahu's address was House Speaker Mike Johnson.
All free-loving people everywhere and every nation at the UN should have applauded that message and that call. Right after October 7th, Bibi Netanyahu said it as well as anybody could. He summarized the whole thing. He said, this is a battle of good versus evil, light versus darkness, civilization versus barbarism. And that has not changed. It still goes on, and the United Nations needs to get behind the right, the good side of this, so it can be resolved.
Also at the UN this week, President Trump blasting climate change policies with blistering remarks.
Donald Trump has long been a critic of climate science and green energy policies, and he let loose during his address to the UN General Assembly.
It's the greatest con job ever perpetrated on the world, in my opinion.
He sharply criticized the European Union for reducing its carbon footprint, which he claimed has taken a toll on its economy, and warned countries that have invested heavily in renewable energy that their economies will suffer. Greg Clugston, The White House.
The president plans to meet with the top four congressional leaders at the White House Monday, one day before the deadline to fund the federal government or face a shutdown. The meeting involving House Speaker Mike Johnson and Senate Majority Leader John Thune, as well as House Democratic Leader Hakeem Jeffries and Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer, was confirmed today. President Trump says he will send troops to Portland, authorizing full force if necessary to handle domestic terrorists. The announcement comes as the president expands his deployments to more cities. Oregon Democratic Governor Tina Kotek responded by saying he's abusing his authority by ordering troops into a city she says is doing just fine on its own. News and analysis at townhall.com.
You know, life moves fast. Staying sharp, focused, and clear-headed isn't always easy. That's why the same company that brings us Relief Factor has developed something brand new, Think Factor. Think Factor is made to help you think clearer and perform better daily. It's a powerful blend of nutrients that unlock mental clarity and precision, nurture your memory, and boost your attention. With Think Factor, brain power and performance finally meet for lasting daily results. Supercharge your memory and mental sharpness. Your brain is your most valuable asset, powering your creativity, focus, and daily performance. If you're feeling mentally foggy or not recalling things as quickly as you used to, Think Factor could be just what you need to reclaim your cognitive edge. I am so thrilled with the results I personally have received from Think Factor. I'm thinking clearer and better than ever. If you've ever thought, I wish I could be more clear, more focused, try Think Factor today. Call 800-4-RELIEF, 800-4-RELIEF, or visit relieffactor.com to learn more and order Think Factor. Think Factor. Think clearer, perform better daily.
Starbucks is closing hundreds of stores in the U.S., Canada, and Europe.
The company says the layoffs will begin immediately. Starbucks would not say how many stores are closing, but it expects to have 18,300 North American locations when the fiscal year ends on Sunday. Starbucks says workers will be offered transfers to other locations where possible and severance packages. In a letter to employees, Starbucks chairman and CEO Brian Nichols says a review identified stores where the company doesn't see a path to financial stability or it isn't able to create a physical environment customers expect. I'm Donna Water.
The New York fans gave Europe a stronger challenge than the American players. Team Europe handled both beautifully and are on the verge of winning the Ryder Cup again. Europe won 6 of the 8 matches Saturday and set a Ryder Cup record. Roy McIlroy caught the brunt of the verbal abuse, answering with an expletive and played great golf. This is SRN News. President Trump is asking the Supreme Court to uphold his order on birthright citizenship.
President Donald Trump is asking the Supreme Court to uphold his order declaring that children born to parents in the U.S. illegally or temporarily are not American citizens. Lower court judges have blocked the Trump administration's citizenship restrictions from taking effect anywhere. Any decision on whether the high court would take up the case is probably months away. and arguments would probably not happen until late winter or early spring. On the first day of Trump's second term, he signed an executive order that would upend more than 125 years of understanding that anyone born in the U.S. is a U.S. citizen, according to the Constitution's 14th Amendment. Donna Porter, Washington.
Harrods has warned some customers about a data breach. They say the details were taken from a third-party provider and that payments were not defected. More on these stories at townhall.com.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Redding.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Hi, I'm Ted Bambino, president of the Redding Rodeo. We are thrilled to be partners with the Redding Rancheria. They are an integral part to the success of the Redding Rodeo.
Hi, I'm Julie. This is Debbie. We're here at the Shasta Family YMCA.
Hi, and I'm Kristen, the CEO. And on behalf of our team, I'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for the many years of support for our programs and our projects like the playground.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Ready to grow your business? KCNR is the last locally owned and operated radio station in our area. We reach thousands of listeners in our community every single day. Our professional production team creates custom ads that grab attention and get the results for your business. And you'll be surprised on how affordable advertising with KCNR is. Our listeners are your customers. Call Sue McClain today at 530-605-4565.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Hi, my name is Lori from Backrubs. We've been working with the Rancheria since 2008. It's an honor to be partnering with Rancheria. They are one of our favorite groups to work with.
I'm Yasmin Pena with Shasta Heat and Air Conditioning. We've been working with the Redding Rancheria since 2022, and we are proud to be their go-to whenever they need work done.
Redding Rancheria. Proud to play our part.
Hi, this is Linda Fott. Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, for North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
Looking for fun ways to explore your town? You've got to step into the Cascade Curation Store, the coolest, cleanest little thrift store and art galleria in Shasta County. We're talking vintage without the markup, prices that'll make your bank account happy, one-of-a-kind local artwork for your art collectors, and curated thrifty finds you won't discover anywhere else in town. Whether you're hunting for that perfect piece to complete your collection or just browsing for inspiration and want to explore downtown and get free parking. For us, it's not just about vibes or trends. It's about timeless quality, where every visit is a new adventure at Cascade Curations.
It's that time again for the Stillwater Powwow, October 3rd through the 5th at the Redding Rodeo Grounds with free admission for all ages. It's the return of beautiful dancers, the feel of powerful drummers, all from across the nation. Learn and experience firsthand the culture of the Native American people. Proudly brought to you by the Redding Rancheria and the Wind River Resort and Casino. The Stillwater Powwow, October 3rd through the 5th at the Redding Rodeo Grounds. For information, visit stillwaterpowwow.com. Brought to you by the Potter Family, Redding Rancheria, Wind River Resort and Casino. This station and other proud sponsors.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa and Janet Chandler. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archive link.
Come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
This fall, join
bonus at Wind River Resort and Casino for our exciting $60,000 Wicked Winnings Swipe to Win draw. Weekly drawings every Thursday from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. through October 30th. Offering you the chance to win up to $250 in free slot play. And don't forget about our final drawing October 30th, where you could win up to $2,500 in cash prizes. For all details, visit WinRiver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Back-to-school specials are here at Charlieu's Tap House. Feed the whole family with a large shoe-topping pizza, big fresh salad, and a basket of breadsticks, all for just $48. And hey, don't forget to book your kids' birthday party in our adventure room. They'll make their own pizzas, jump in the bounce house, and play in the arcade. Or let them play while you relax and dine. Parents, we've got you covered, too. Happy hour, 7 days a week, from 3 to 6 p.m. Enjoy the beer wall for 25% off and deals on appetizers. Stop by Charlieu's, located at 1901 Highway 273 in the Shasta Gateway. Charlieu's Tap House, where family traditions begin.
Gold Leaf Nursery, last days of summer. 40% off sale is on now. All nursery stock, 1 gallon to our large 24-inch box trees. Ground covers, fruit trees, shade trees, evergreens, redwood trees in many sizes. Palm trees, flowering magnolia trees, crepe myrtles in many sizes and colors, full size to dwarf. The best time to plant a shade tree was 20 years ago. Let's get some shade growing in your yard. Gold Leaf Nursery has a huge selection of 24-inch box trees at 40% off. Blueberry plants and a great selection of citrus trees, 15-gallon size. Last days of summer sale, 40% off. Gold Leaf Nursery is located at the south end of Churn Creek Road, 1/4 mile from Airport Road and Dersh Road. Sales start September 2nd through September 30th. Open Tuesday through Saturday. Gold Leaf Nursery, making Shasta County greener since 1975.
Join me, Dr. Lauren, on Tuesdays at 6 p.m. behind the pink mic for breast cancer conversations about prevention and diagnosis to healing stories and words from expert guests. Behind the Pink Mic is proudly sponsored by Sizzle's Kitchen and Swell Endeavor. Tune in with Dr. Lauren every Tuesday at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and streaming at KCNR1460.com. Behind the Pink Mic, let's talk healing, hope, and community.
Fall fun is brewing in Redding. Join us for Oktoberfest at Turtle Bay's Paul Bunyan's Forest Camp, happening Saturday, October 11th from 5 to 8 p.m. Enjoy craft beer or root beer, tasty food, live music, live animal encounters, artisan booths, and more at this all-ages, family-friendly event. Children 3 and under get in for free. All proceeds benefit Turtle Bay. Oktoberfest is presented by Liquor Barn and Sasquatch Car Wash, Saturday, October 11th. Tickets are on sale now at turtlebay.org.
Politics and the economy and how it affects your wallet.
Apparently the ticket to attention for young people is going into debt to impress others by things like clothes and shoes. 2 in 5 Gen Zers admit they're going into debt to impress. That'll get you into some trouble.
Whether it's happening in D.C. or down on Wall Street, it's affecting you financially. Be informed. Check out the Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcast.
If your roof starts to leak or your floor's really squeaky, live in a money pit.
Money pit. If your basement needs a pump or your place is like a dump, give it a money pit.
Money pit.
Pick up the telephone,
fix up your home sweet home by calling 888 Money Pit.
The Money Pit is presented by Quikrete Fast Setting Concrete. Look for it in the red bag. Now here's Leslie Segretti.
Coast to coast and the floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit. I'm Leslie Segretti, joined by the best co-host in the biz, Jim Kenzie.
Oh, shucks, Les.
That's you, my guy.
You've been well?
Yeah, everything is good. Lots going on. I have a couple of little projects I want to tackle. I have to, and I'm waiting for, like, the humidity to really come down. Charlie sleeps on, like a higher bed, and his room is plaster, and the house is old, and I guess when he sleeps, he kind of kicks the wall a little bit, and a tiny crack became a bigger crack, became a hole, became a plaster nightmare, so don't laugh. There is cardboard taped over it, so he doesn't make it larger than it is, but once the weather is kind of equalized here, I am going to start peeling away some of that plaster and fixing it, so there's that. And then I think I want to put new wallpaper up in the hallway and do a little painting and get everything all nicey.
Jeez, I'm glad I asked.
Yeah, how about you? What do you got going on?
Oh, you name it. Mostly, outside stuff, trying to get ready for winter and look at all the things I wanted to tackle this summer and didn't. But
didn't, yeah.
I got some stuff done, but.
I mean, granted, that cardboard patch is probably going to stay on as well till Thanksgiving break, but I'm going to, in my mind, say, we'll get to it next week or the week after.
Really? Honest? We mean it.
But I will do it. It's just I got to find the time. So just like you guys, you know, you got a lot to do and so much. So let us figure out ways to help you get those projects done. I mean, we've got a lot to talk about, so let's jump right in. I mean, the water's fine. It's probably 50 degrees this time of year, but let's do it anyway. Why not?
Polar bear plunge.
Why not?
Yeah.
All right, guys. Do you hate standing around waiting for your shower to heat up? Well, you're not alone, but there is a smart fix that not only delivers hot water instantly, it can also save you up to 17,000 gallons of water every year. So coming up, we'll share how hot water recirculation pumps work, what they cost, and the best DIY-friendly options to consider. It's an upgrade that you'll feel good about every single day. And are you thinking about adding a patio before fall sets in? Well, if you are, you are in luck, because coming up, we'll walk you through how to build a poured concrete patio from scratch using Quikrete's crack-resistant concrete and a few easy steps to prep, pour, and finish like a pro. Whether you're dreaming of a sleek modern slab or you want to add some decorative flair, this is a weekend project that will deliver major impact. So we've got some info on a backyard transfer information coming up. And if you're looking for a flooring option that's stylish, affordable, and durable, and waterproof, then composite flooring might just be your new favorite upgrade. We're going to share why this next-gen material is popping up in bathrooms, basements, kitchens, and more, plus what to know before you install it. Whether you've got pets, kids, or just a lot of foot traffic, this floor is built to handle it all and still look gorgeous doing it. So we've got a very busy hour, so let's get right into that cool water. Jim, who's up first?
Well, what if my pets are my kids, Leslie?
Yeah, that's fine.
Well, all right, Leslie. We've got Nancy on the line here from Illinois, and she's trying to build a deck but has some issues she's fighting against. What's going on there, Nancy?
We want to build a deck at the back of our house, but we have massive tree root, and we've cut down the tree that caused the problem, but we're having trouble getting rid of the, they're so thick that we can't figure out a way to get a deck over them.
Yeah, Nancy, I'm sorry to say, but you have to have room for that foundation. Before you start hacking away at that giant root, you may be able to design that deck in such a way that requires you to have fewer supports, or you're able to sort of drop a post somewhere else that will support it. I mean, some of the ways you could do that is building like a pier, which is like a concrete post in the ground.
Tubes you fill with concrete?
Yeah, sonotubes. You know, you can use those. It's like a coated on the inside, round cardboard on the outside, and they come in a variety of diameters. I mean, some of them are enormous and some of them are teeny tiny, but that's basically a round concrete form to help you have a sturdy beam. And if you have a sturdy beam there, you might be able to get fewer points of contact so you don't have to battle the roots so badly. I mean, the other thing you could do is have a tree company come in and they can use a stump grinder to get rid of some sections of the roots there to allow you to accommodate the supports for the deck.
But if you had a big span like that, you'd want to go from 2x10 to 2x12, no?
Yeah, I would think so. So it depends here really where these roots are and how truly it's interfering with the construction process and what are other ways to go around that. You may, even if it seems like you might be doing this yourself here, you might want to hire in a pro just to draw plans to be like, oh, okay, you can get away with posts here, here, and here for the same structural support. It's not an easy solution, and especially if the tree is big and you don't want to damage the root system in a way that could sort of make the tree's structural stability, you know, unreliable. There's a lot of different things there.
Good luck with that project, Nancy, and send us some pictures of your deck when it's completed. That sounds pretty cool. All right, somebody right up my alley, Leslie. We've got Colin, who's security conscious, on the line, and he's got a very interesting question. What's going on, Colin?
Well, I'm building a house, and I've made a cinder block room, you know, out of 8-inch block, and it's like a 6x9 room, and I want to put a vault door on it, so it's kind of like a oversized gun closet. It's also gonna pair as a safe room.
All right, so you're really looking for a super secure door for this new room that you've built, right?
That's correct. You know, I've looked at vault doors on there, and that, you know, you can buy one for $1,700 or you can spend $10,000.
Yeah, I mean, first of all, the prices are definitely all over the map. I mean, the other thing that you could do is repurpose a door from an old safe, and you could do this as a DIY project, or if you don't feel like you have that level of security or that you don't need that level of security, I mean, you've got an 8-inch block wall and you've got a vault door on it. If I want to break into that room, I'm taking a sledgehammer to that block wall, like, you know, to heck with the door, personally. I don't think I could break into either of those things, but someone could. So, I mean, I get that you want the software to go through the concrete block, but if you want something that's affordable and will give you a better level of security than a traditional wood door would, you could use a heavy-duty commercial steel door that has a steel frame and a heavy steel door, and it kind of backs up with deadbolts, and then you could put multiple deadbolts on that.
I've thought about that, too.
All right. Well, you've definitely made it impossible for me to break in, like, all the way. Jim probably might be able to. He's very strong.
I don't even know how I would get a bank vault door down where I put it.
I'm like, in my mind, I think about heist movies, and I'm like, some sort of little explosive device? I don't know. Gum and a hairpin?
Yeah. MacGyver, yeah. Hey, Colin, one thing you can do if you do go with the block, cinder block.
Jim's the gun guy here.
This isn't even gun. This is construction guy, but yes, I am.
Safety, construction, all the stuff.
If you use an 8-inch cinder block, they've got, you know, the holes on each side. Try putting rebar in between them so you can still stagger them up so your seams are proper. But try putting rebar in there and then filling them with concrete. So now instead of having 8-inch cinder block, you've got 8-inch solid block, more or less. And the rebar strengthens the whole wall. So if somebody does knock out a couple blocks, they still got to fight the rebar to try to get in.
Yeah, and I'm going to say, like, don't forget about proper ventilation and, you know, maybe, like, video security so you can see what's going on outside.
And it never hurts to have good homeowners insurance. And or a good watchdog. I go that route. That always helps.
Yeah, I feel like there's a whole bunch of stuff we have to think about, but I don't know. I live in my naive New York land, so good luck with that, all right? Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Thank you.
Thanks so much for joining us this hour here on the Money Pit. Give us a call anytime at 888-MONEY-PIT or shoot us an email at moneypit.com. When you jump in the shower, guys, first thing in the morning, is it great or do you find yourself waiting and waiting for that water to turn warm? Well, if that's you, adding a hot water recirculating pump can deliver hot water instantly. So we'll explain how that works and how you can achieve a no-wait hot shower next. Now's a great time to check your roof for damage or wear. Not only does harsh weather beat up your roof, but with age, asphalt shingles will start to lose their natural oil and become dry and brittle. That doesn't always mean they need a costly replacement. RoofMax Roof Restoration Treatment is a safe, easy, and affordable alternative to roof replacement. And right now, they're offering a free tune-up completed prior to applying treatment. They'll fix nail pops, refasten loose flashing, and seal cracks and exposed nails, an $859 value. I've seen RoofMax in action, and it really works. RoofMax is trusted nationally, and installers are locally owned and operated. And get this, for every roof saved, RoofMax works with the Dave Thomas Foundation to find a forever home for a child waiting in foster care. To find a RoofMax installer near you, go to RoofMax.com. That's RoofMax, MAXX.com, or call 1-800-ROOFMAX. Do you have a toilet that's noisy or always running? Well, it's probably your flapper. You can stop wasting all that water and the noise by replacing the toilet flapper. We here at Team Money Pit are big fans of the Super Flapper from Fluidmaster. Its innovative design replaces either a 2-inch or 3-inch flapper and takes just minutes to install, and it's the only flapper you'll need. Start saving money and stop watching your cash get flushed down the toilet.
fix that noisy running toilet today. It's an easy DIY project, and it takes just a few minutes. So replace that old worn-out flapper with the Super Flapper and start saving water immediately. Fluid Master has been the go-to brand for plumbing pros for over 67 years, so you know you are getting a product that's built to last and trusted by the experts. Any questions, you can call them at 800-631-2011 or just visit superflapper.com. That's superflapper.com. Time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake and discolor, making your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio look old and worn. With QuickCrete Recap Resurfacer, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces at a fraction of the cost of replacing it. It's an easy project you can even do yourself. QuickCrete Recap will give you a durable new look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for recap, visit quickcrete.com, QUIKRETE.com.
Hi, I'm Leslie Segretti, and we want you to get a grip. Make your home safer and more beautiful. Add TrackSafe Anti-Slip Color Coat to ugly, blotchy floor surfaces, then top it off with award-winning TrackSafe Anti-Slip Sealer. Renew concrete, stone, and pre-painted surfaces with these easy-to-apply products from Deich Coatings. Great for both inside and outdoors, TrackSafe products deliver aggressive anti-slip performance with all-weather durability. Get on track and order products today with free shipping from the Home Depot, Lowe's, or DeichCoatings.com. That's Deich, D-A-I-C-H, Coatings.com.
The Money Pit is presented by Ladera Wallblock from Pavestone. Ladera Wallblock, transforming spaces with ease. Learn more at pavestone.com. That's P-A-V-E-S-T-O-N-E.com.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit. I'm Leslie Segretti. Did you know that September is National Recycling Month? When was the last time you guys opened that junk drawer full of old phones, dead batteries, and random cords? Well, instead of tossing them in the trash, recycle them properly. Electronics and batteries contain materials that can be hazardous if they end up in landfills, but many retailers like Best Buy, Staples, even Home Depot offer recycling drop-offs for those small electronics and those rechargeable batteries. Now, you can also check with your local municipality for e-waste collection events. It's a simple way to declutter and protect the planet. All right, Jim, let's get back to it. Who's next?
Hi, Catherine. You've got the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
I have lighting in the basement, and it is something we started initially, and we changed our mind. And so there are outlets or holes that are intended for light fixtures and then also a ceiling fan. And we're changing how we're going to do things down there. Is there some way that we can catch it up and start all over, or do we need to have an electrician in and resurface everything and do everything all over again?
All right, so your main issue here is that you came up with a design plan for your lighting, and now you're like, oh, we don't like that.
Yes.
Right? You just want to kind of patch what's there. Yeah, you could totally patch what's there.
The wires are already there.
Oh, wait, they're already wired. You really went into this project and then changed your mind. Got it. Well, if you have wires there, and if they're connected and live on the end that's in the room, and if they're sort of energized to the panel, then they have to be disconnected. You can't just seal them back up in the ceiling and hope for the best. I mean, you could just deal with it. You could get wire nuts and kind of just cover up the ends of the live wires and then cover that box. There's ceiling plates that you can use. But I wouldn't cover it with, like, drywall and pretend it doesn't exist anymore because, God forbid, something happens, you can't access it. Those little ceiling plates, they're generally round and white and matte finished metal, and you just kind of screw them into the ceiling, and then you know where that hole is, and you can access it at any time. And, you know, it's they're just like a simple, delicate plate.
The decorative trim piece thing, kind of.
Yeah, and you could even paint them, right, Jim? The ceiling color, if the ceiling's not white, so it kind of will go away. But I would not leave that wiring there. If you do go the route of removing that wiring or, you know, making sure it's completely dead before you seal it up, you can patch the ceiling with drywall. You would sort of
make the hole slightly larger to accommodate a patch, because you want it to sort of span some studs. So you could be ending up with some large patched areas of the ceiling, and that's fine, but what you would want to do is get the new drywall up there and then go ahead and spackle the cracks, the edges, or the seams, if you will, and then, you know, sand that really well, do that a couple of times, and then paint it when you're done.
Excellent. Thank you so much.
But, yeah, this is going to be a lot of work, and next time, think the lighting plan through because you don't want to do it again. Or just suddenly decide that you love the lighting plan that you picked initially.
Hey, this one will work. I'll just pretend I like it.
I mean, why not? Yeah. It's the basement. How often are you down there?
You gotta do what you gotta do.
All right, let's talk about a frustration that we've all had, you know, waiting for what feels like forever for your shower to get hot. Not only is it annoying, especially on colder mornings, but think of all that water that you're wasting while you wait. Now, this is where my boyfriend would go, well, you know, I always take a cold shower. Well, good for you, Mike. The rest of us like a hot shower, and there's that. So when you have, it's always his favorite little thing, like, I don't mind because, well, I take a cold shower. Well, great.
This is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right, even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up, fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
That hot water throughout the plumbing. And they work great in new builds where you can plan for that piping in advance. But a crossover system, and this is the one that most DIYers will love, it connects the hot and cold water lines at the furthest fixture in your house. So it's using that cold water line to return that unused hot water back to the water heater. And it's a simple retrofit. There's no major plumbing needed, and it is very budget friendly. And both can cut down on the water waste and the weight. But which one's best really depends on your home setup. Now let's talk numbers. A basic recirculation system can cost anywhere from $250 to $450 for a DIY install. That's a reasonable weekend project for a handy homeowner. And some kits will even come with everything you need. But here's a tip. These systems do work best with a timer or a motion sensor, so that they're only running when you really need them. This way you're not using energy 24/7 just to keep those pipes warm. You're going to get all the comfort and the savings without the extra cost in your electric or your gas bill. So if you're sick of those cold showers and wasting water while you wait, this is one project that really delivers fast. All right, let's see who's next.
We're going to Robert in Texas with an air conditioning situation. What's going on there, Robert?
Yeah, I had something at my local home show this past weekend, and I went. It's called Arctic Blast. I don't know if you've ever heard of it. It's installed in your air conditioning system, and it supposedly will reduce the efficiency of your air conditioner, drop it by about 21%. The local companies often do it. You just inject it into the, like the Freon, it's installed that way. I'm just wondering if it's worth it to have an old system. And, you know, I'd like to increase the life of it. And hey, if I can get 5 degrees more, that'd be a pretty good deal with the 21% decrease in the demand.
But how old is your system now?
It's about 15 years old.
Yeah, at 15 years, it's kind of at the end of its normal life cycle. And they're telling you there's a refrigerant that they're claiming is going to improve its efficiency?
Yeah, it's called an Arctic Blast, and it offers an environmentally friendly process that greatly improves the efficiency of R22, R134.
And how much is this process going to cost you?
About $575.
Yeah, I don't know. About $600 is kind of a lot of money, and it's going to take you a long time to make that back. I kind of would be hesitant to do this
I think if the system is working and if it's properly tuned up, it's got the right level of refrigerant in it, then it's going to work well.
Until it stops working.
Yeah, changing the refrigerant, I don't think is going to make that big of a difference. So I wouldn't mess with it. I would just keep using it as is until it just doesn't spit out cold air anymore, and then it's time to replace it. And that's really just the best way to do it.
Yeah, that's what I was wondering, because I thought, well, if I can get a few more years out of it, you know, rather than having to buy a whole unit.
Yeah, and I mean, maybe you can, maybe you can't, but putting that additive in there, I don't think it's going to make a hill of beans a difference.
Okay, well, that's the reason I come to listen to y'all every week and on Saturdays, and I value your opinion, so I wanted to see what you had to say about it, and I really appreciate it.
Well, we really appreciate you too, Robert. Good luck with that project. Hope everything works out just fine.
You are tuned to the Money Pit. Thanks so much for joining us this hour. Are you thinking about adding a patio before fall sets in? Well, if you are, you're in luck, because coming up, we'll walk you through how to build a poured concrete patio from scratch using Quikrete's crack-resistant concrete. It's a few easy steps to create a modern slab that will give you the patio of your dreams in just a weekend. So stay tuned. Your backyard transformation starts next.
Right now, you can switch from cable television to satellite television for free. That's right, we're offering free equipment, free installation, plus get a free $100 prepaid Visa card. Call the Satellite TV hotline right now. Make the switch from cable to satellite television and expand your viewing horizon. On top of free installation, for a limited time, we're offering a fixed price guarantee. With Satellite TV, you'll save money over your expensive cable bill. Plus, get access to hundreds of channels. And when you call right now, you can also ask about our seniors and military discounts. So make the switch to Satellite TV right now. Everybody gets free installation, free equipment, plus a $100 prepaid Visa card. Call right now and you can switch to Satellite TV and be watching everything you wanted to within the next week. And remember, installation's free, so call right now.
800-380-4301. 800-380-4301. 800-380-4301. That's 800-380-4301.
This Independence Day, we honor and thank those who've served in our military. Many have made sacrifices to protect our country, including their health. Veterans are twice as likely than those who haven't served in the military to develop ALS, also known as Lou Gehrig's disease. ALS is a neurodegenerative disease that affects nerve cells in the brain and spinal cord, causing patients to lose the ability to walk, speak, and swallow on their own. Veteran Elizabeth Fassler lives with ALS and is helping to raise awareness about this incurable disease.
I was honored to serve my country, and now I serve in a different way by sharing my story of living with ALS and spreading awareness among veterans. I think it's important for people with ALS to feel connected with others, and I hope my story inspires more veterans with ALS to become part of the Share Your Story community. To hear more stories from people living with ALS and to learn more about the opportunity to share your story, visit shareyouralsstory.com/radio.
This message is sponsored by Mitsubishi Tanabe Pharma America.
My neighbor invited me to a Wounded Warrior Project event. I didn't know what to expect, but I felt like everyone understood me. We got each other. So I got more involved. I joined support groups with other women warriors, and it helped me realize a new purpose in my life.
Through our hands-on programs, supportive community, and ongoing advocacy, we help post-9/11 veterans realize what's possible. Learn more at woundedwarriorproject.org/possible.
This year's U.S. National winner of the James Dyson Award is redefining what assistive technology can look and feel like. Soul One, developed by Harvard students Bradley Wagman and Victor Bokish, is a wearable device that uses AI and soft robotics to help people with foot drop, a condition affecting millions of Americans, walk naturally again. Here's Bradley and Victor with more.
With Soul One, we wanted to create something that feels as good to wear as it is effective. It's lightweight, sleek, fits in any shoe, and adapts in real time. It supports every step, helping people with foot drop walk confidently again.
We've taken inspiration from athletic gear because we believe assistive technology should be something you're proud to wear, not just something you must. That's why winning the James Dyson Award is so exciting. It's known globally for celebrating ideas that solve real problems in creative and practical ways. Now, as we head to the international competition with the global winners revealed November 5th, we hope Soul One inspires other inventors to enter their ideas into the James Dyson Award.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
Elements of the media are seeking to derail the legitimacy of the United States Supreme Court. What is on the docket? What can they do about it? And where is it all heading? Find out on Liberty Nation Radio.
Author, columnist, managing editor of LibertyNation.com, podcast host and conservative policy advocate.
We dismiss history at our peril.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
Attention business owners, 3,076 businesses are shutting their doors every single day. There are three things holding you back from doubling your sales in the next 12 months. They are number one, the Great Resignation. 47 million Americans voluntarily left their job last year. Your staff are harder to find than ever before. Number two, the Clutter Factor. 3.8 billion social media pages are competing for the attention of your prospects. No wonder they aren't listening to your marketing efforts. Number three, the Death of the Salesman. 97% of your prospects feel salespeople are too pushy today. Hello, I'm Amanda Holmes. I've just released an updated version of my father's cult classic book, The Ultimate Sales Machine. If you'd like to double your sales in the next 12 months, download a free chapter of the book at ultimatesalesmachine.com/book. Our clients call it the chapter that changes lives. Get your proven roadmap to doubling sales at ultimatesalesmachine.com/book.
Making good homes better. This is the Money Pit. I'm Leslie Segretti. Welcome back, you guys. Well, that fall chill is in the air, but before you light that first cozy fire of the season, let's take a few minutes to prep your fireplace for safe use. First, you want to schedule a professional chimney inspection and cleaning. Now, creosote buildup is a major fire hazard, so you want to check that the damper opens, closes, and seals properly, and inspect that firebox for cracks or loose bricks. Now, if you use wood, you want to make sure that you burn only seasoned hardwoods like oak or maple for cleaner, more efficient fires. And don't forget to test your smoke and carbon monoxide detectors nearby. Safety first, then snuggle up. All right, I give you guys permission to call while snuggling.
Aww.
Well, if you are looking for a weekend project that transforms your outdoor space and adds long-term value, a poured concrete patio might be just the thing. And thanks to QuickCrete's range of concrete mixes and easy-to-use products, it's more approachable than you might think, even for first-timers. So let's walk through the basics of building a durable, beautiful concrete patio. First up, you've got to plan your patio like a pro. So before you break ground, you need to decide on the shape, the size, and the location. And you can use a garden hose or a rope to kind of sketch out that layout. And then grab a mason string and stakes to kind of just square up that shape. You can use the 3-4-5 triangle method to make sure that your layout is perfectly square. And trust me, it makes the whole process smoother down the line. Now, next up, you want to look at the slope because that slope of that property is going to set you up for success. You want that patio to drain properly, especially if it's near your home. That mason string and a line level will help you create a gentle slope of about an eighth of an inch per foot to help shed that water away from the foundation. Next, you want to prep the site. So excavate the area and lay down a compactable gravel subbase about 4 inches thick, and that will help with drainage and give the concrete a strong foundation to sit on. And you want to make sure you compact that well, so really tamp it down. And if your patio is going to be right up against the home, you want to install a fiberboard to act as the expansion joint there, so the stones and the siding or the foundation are not in contact with each other. Next, you're building the forms. So you're going to use 2x4 lumber to frame out that patio. So screw the boards into wood stakes, coat the inside of the form with vegetable oil or a commercial release agent, and mark where your control joints are going to go. And now comes the fun part. You want to use the QuickCrete crack-resistant concrete mix for a long-lasting finish, or step up your style with a decorative finish like exposed aggregate or acid stain. Now, once you pour it,
You're going to screed that surface level, float it smooth, and finish it to your liking. Perhaps it's just a broom texture or a trowel polish, adding those joint controls to help prevent cracking, and finally seal it with Quikrete acrylic cure and seal to protect that hard work and help it cure evenly. Before you know it, you're going to have a custom concrete patio ready for entertaining, grilling, relaxing under the stars, whatever you like to do, but this is definitely a DIY project. And remember, for more detailed instructions, the tools, and the calculators, you can visit Quikrete.com. They've got everything you need to do it right the first time. Now that's a great project to add to your to-do list. Let's get back to the phones.
Heading out to Pennsylvania, Leslie, we have Amanda, and she's dealing with some floor squeaks. What's going on, Amanda?
We just got a house. It's about 100 years old, but it's in great condition. It has the original hardwood floors, which are in great condition as well, but some of them creak, especially the stairs. What can we do to fix some of the soft spots and some of the creaky areas? They have about the 1-inch pieces of board that run across without ruining the original hardwood.
Well, you have a very beautiful old home, and that's awesome, but when you end up with an older home, you get older wood floors, and they tend to squeak. I mean, you could chalk it up to charm. We all kind of do. There's the wonky step and the weird handrail and the creaky floor, and we go, oh, it's old world charm. But, you know, the squeaks can be annoying. I did the voice. I'm sorry, Jim.
I
know
that.
I did the
It's like paid entertainment for me. This is great.
You could tell I entertained myself a lot.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Amanda. So I think what you should try to do is stop looking for the source of the squeaks, because it happens. It kind of moves around as the boards move and rub against each other, and that's what's making the squeaky sound. So what you have to do to kind of fix that is tighten the loose boards where you find them. But it's one of those things where it's like, oh, here it is, do it instantly, because you'll walk away and forget. And you end up like just kind of chasing this one spot. But if you fix all of the boards that are, you know, moving or seem loose or just not quite right, tighten those up, and you can definitely stop the squeaks. Eventually something else will start squeaking, but at least you're kind of getting it in check as you're finding it. And what you want to do is you want to find a very specialized type of screw. It's called a trim screw. It's not hard to find, but the reason you use a screw is because when you drive that screw in, it doesn't back out. And the way your floorboards have been put down a million years ago is that there was a very sort of basic nail that went in, and over time with all the movement, it starts to back itself loose. And then what happens is you get movement of that board. So if you put a trim screw in, you can drive it right down, and it's pretty much almost impossible to see when you're done. It's not like a hole you're going to have to fill. But tighten up the areas where you sense that squeak, or you're hearing that squeak, or you're feeling the movement, and that should do the trick. And you could do the same on stair treads, you know, a lot of stuff there. Don't expect your house to be like super quiet, but it'll definitely be improved, if that makes sense. All right, so put on your tool belt always and just walk around with your screw gun and those trim screws, and anytime you hear a squeak, boop, boop, take care of it. All right, Amanda, thanks so much for calling us at 888 Money Pit. You are tuned to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Are you looking for a flooring option that's stylish, affordable, durable, and waterproof? Well, composite flooring might just be your new favorite upgrade. Coming up, we'll share why this next-gen material is popping up in bathrooms, basements, kitchens, and more, plus what to know before you install it. Whether you've got pets, kids, or just a lot of foot traffic, this floor is built to handle it all and still look gorgeous doing it, so stick around. Ready to upgrade your backyard in minutes? With Ladera Wall Block, installation is a breeze. Imagine a stunning fire pit assembled in less than 5 minutes. It's that easy. Perfect for quick and beautiful outdoor projects, including seat walls, lighting columns, and more. Ladera Wall Block is your go-to choice for a customized look without the hassle. Ladera Wall Block, transforming spaces with ease. To find a retailer near you, project instructions, design inspiration, and more, visit pavestone.com. That's PAVESTONE.com. Metal roofs are very popular these days. They're durable, long-lasting, and beautiful. With a nearly endless number of designs, styles, and colors to choose from, you can easily find a quality metal roof to fit the architectural style of your home. There are even style options that mimic shake, slate, and clay or concrete tile, yet all offer the easy care and performance advantages of metal. Add great curb appeal to your home with a metal roof. Get inspired. Visit the Metal Roofing Alliance at metalroofing.com. If you have a second-story deck, you can double your outdoor space with the addition of Trex RainEscape. This innovative underdeck drainage system features an integrated network of troughs and downspouts that capture rain and snow and funnels it away, keeping the space underneath the deck dry so it can be used. Unlike other systems that install below the joists of a deck, Trex RainEscape uniquely installs above the joist between the framing and the deck surface boards, leaving the wood and metal structure and the space below protected from the elements. Add furniture and accessories to create a comfortable outdoor room. You can even run gas and electrical lines safely under the deck surface to power lighting, ceiling fans, appliances, and more. Trex RainEscape is available through Home Depot and Lowe's.com and through specialty decking dealers. Visit TrexRainEscape.com to learn more and find a dealer near you. Hi, I'm Leslie Segretti, and we want you to get a grip. Make your home safer and more beautiful. Add TrackSafe Anti-Slip Color Coat to ugly, blotchy floor surfaces, then top it off with award-winning TrackSafe Anti-Slip Sealer. Renew concrete, stone, and pre-painted surfaces with these easy-to-apply products from Deich Coatings. Great for both inside and outdoors, TrackSafe products deliver aggressive anti-slip performance with all-weather durability. Get on track and order products today with free shipping from the Home Depot, Lowe's, or DeichCoatings.com. That's Deich, D-A-I-C-H, Coatings.com. Outdoor concrete projects are quick and easy with QuickCrete fast-setting concrete mix in the red bag. It's great for setting fence posts, a mailbox, deck footings, or even a small slab. QuickCrete fast-setting concrete in the red bag makes setting posts quick and easy. There's no mixing. Just pour the dry mix into the hole and soak it with water. It sets hard in 20 to 40 minutes. It's that quick and that easy. You'll find QuickCrete fast-setting concrete mix at home improvement stores. Look for it in the red bag.
The Money Pit is presented by TrackSafe Anti-Slip Color Coat and Anti-Slip Sealer from Deich Coatings, the official coatings partner of The Money Pit. Renew concrete and stone. Learn more at DeichCoatings.com, D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
Making good homes better, this is The Money Pit, and I'm Leslie Segretti. Well, fall means more leaves, mud, and moisture getting tracked inside, so now's the perfect...
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel is a full-service organization with departments staffed with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is Financial Advisor Susan Eastman at 530-244-7199. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Again, that number, 530-244-7199.
Performance core with a wear-resistant surface layer that mimics the look of hardwood, tile, or stone, and some options also include a built-in underlayment for sound absorption and extra comfort. You're going to see it sold under names like SPC, which is stone polymer composite, or WPC for wood polymer composite, or more generally like a luxury vinyl plank LVP, or engineered vinyl flooring, or EVP, engineered vinyl planks. And all of these are part of that composite flooring family, and each has its own strengths. Now, traditional floors, they're gorgeous. That beautiful natural wood is really great. But let's face it, moisture is their enemy. One leak in a laundry room or a steamy bathroom, and you could be in for warping, staining, or worse. But a composite floor solves that problem because most modern options are 100% waterproof or they are highly water resistant. And that means you can install it in bathrooms without worry, in kitchens where spills happen daily, even in basements where humidity levels change. Now, there's no special sealing or stress required. And another win, composite flooring is designed for DIY-friendly installation. Most are going to snap together with a locking system. So that means no glue, no nails, no big mess. And you can even float it over your existing floor in a lot of cases. And once it's installed, that composite flooring is just a breeze to maintain. You kind of just sweep it and mop it. There's no sanding. There's no refinishing. And many of today's products include a protective coating that will resist scratches from pets and from furniture and from foot traffic. So you're not stuck with those same old plank designs either. It's interesting because a composite floor, you know, it can mimic that look of natural wood. It can give you wider planks. It can be in a matte finish that kind of looks more high-end. There's stone and tile styles to give you a spa vibe without your cold toes. And a rainbow of color tones from classic oak to weathered gray, even to a dramatic black tone. So whether you want your farmhouse warmth, modern minimalism, or a cozy cottage feel, there is a look to match your home. And if you're looking for a flooring upgrade this fall, composite flooring is definitely worth serious consideration. It's affordable, beautiful, easy to install, and built to stand up to whatever your household can dish out. Muddy boots, pet paws, water spills, you name it. And unlike some trendy materials that look dated after years, today's composites are timeless, and they are built to last for decades, so it's definitely worth checking out. All right, let's get back to our callers. Who's up next?
Okay, we've got Sandy now, who has a problem I'm sure many of us have come across before. And, Leslie, I really like your answer to this. I've used it in the past, and I'm going to not steal your thunder. So here we have Sandy. Sandy, tell us what's going on with your carpet.
Well, I had a Scentsy, one of those little things that uses hot wax, and my granddaughter knocked the Scentsy over onto the carpet, and part of it splashed upon my Henry Don chair, which is upholstered.
Ruh-roh.
Haven't done anything yet because I don't know really how to go about cleaning that.
Well, the first thing you want to do, and this is, it's kind of an easy fix, you just have to make sure you haven't already scratched at it or rubbed it or anything. Take a brown paper bag and an iron, and you want to put the iron on a high setting without steam, and put the paper bag over the wax, and then iron, and the wax will melt, but then stick to the paper bag, and you'll be able to peel it right off.
Well, that's awesome. Okay, brown paper bag with a hot iron, not on steam.
No steam.
Just hot cotton, and hold it on there for a few minutes, and it will pull it out.
Yeah, you don't want to, like, sit it on there too long because you don't want to burn it through.
Okay.
So you want to hold the brown paper bag, then put the iron on top. And then shift it around, you know, moving to a clean part on the bag as you get more of the wax onto the bag. This way you're not re-spreading the wax.
That sounds wonderful. Thank you so much.
Is your recycling routine a little, well, trashed? Coming up in Leslie's Last Word, she'll share a few simple tricks to make recycling easier and actually work better in your home. From where to put your bins to what not to toss, you'll learn how to build a system that turns good intentions into everyday habits. That's just ahead, right here on The Money Pit.
The fighting spirit of the Marine Corps is born of battles won. Battles won within, over enemies of fear, enemies of doubt. It's who we are. It's what we do. It's a promise made to you for more than two centuries. A promise of the Marines.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman.
What do you get when you combine the power of AI with old-school wearable tech? It's the Google Pixel smartwatch. Chris from Google has the details on the watch that can do just about anything.
So the Pixel Watch 3, it's our latest smartwatch, better than ever. Comes in two sizes, so there's a 41 millimeter or a new larger 45 millimeter for people who want a larger smartwatch. And both of them have bigger, brighter screens than ever before. Really great for fitness. This has, again, our AI smarts built into it. So rather than just setting the same 10,000 step goal every day, there's a new Fitbit daily readiness score that can look at a bunch of those different health metrics to set a personalized target for your day's cardio load. And of course, it's got Google Smarts baked in, so you can control your smart home, unlock your phone, screen calls, and more, all just right from your wrist.
Find out more at store.google.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman.
At National Geographic Society, we believe in the power of wonder. It drives us to explore, pushes us to see the world differently, moves us to action. And we believe that today, wonder is more essential than ever.
Wow.
That's why we're supporting a new generation of explorers to ask big questions, make breakthroughs, and bring the future closer. Wonder awaits. Will you join us? Visit natgeo.org/wonder.
36% of homeowners say their garage is too cluttered to park a car inside, but getting organized is easier than you think. Here are some quick tips from Gladiator. Start by pulling everything out. Sort items into three piles: keep, donate, and toss. If you haven't used it in a year, let it go. And don't let rakes, shovels, and bikes hog your floor space. Hang them on walls with hooks or shelves. Our gear track pack can help. Store seasonal gear like holiday decorations in overhead racks, out of sight but easy to grab when needed. The overhead gear loft is an excellent choice. After that, split your garage into zones: a grab-and-go spot for shoes and keys, a workbench area, and long-term storage. Keep everyday items near the door on our heavy-duty shelf.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit. Thank you so much for joining us. Time now to answer some of your emails. Who wrote in this week, Jim?
Well, a different Jim wrote in, and he says...
Oh, no way. This is you.
There's more than one Jim, believe it or not, Leslie.
No. They wrote James.
Okay,
I think this is your alter ego.
Or I'm in trouble for my mom.
Ah!
Could be that. The only time I hear that. I recently had a new door on my crawl space, he says, installed from the outside. The door sits in bricks and on cinder blocks, and the framing of the house is along the top of it. Does this type of door need to be weatherproof like other exterior doors or windows?
Yeah, I mean, I kind of think I know the door you're talking about. It's basically like a very small exterior door, like...
That's a Bilco door? Is that what he's thinking?
I kind of am getting a sense of that. Now, usually it has a top that's aligned with the bottom and then sort of framed where the siding overlaps. And in this case, you definitely need to have at least a drip edge covering the top of that door, because you have to remember your door is wood, or even if that door is metal, it could rust. You can't have water going down the siding and getting underneath that. So you definitely have to have that drip edge flashing on the top of that. Now, in terms of size and depending on how tight it is to the block wall, I would at least caulk that area with silicone, you know, the sides of the door jamb into the block wall. So again, you're avoiding water getting in there. So treat this the same basically as you would any exterior window or door. I mean, just because it's for a crawl space doesn't mean that you should be taking any shortcuts to it. And lastly, don't forget that now is the time to get a good solid coat of exterior paint on that, because typically when they come out of the factory, they're just primed. I mean, they're not unfinished, but they're not fully finished. You do need to add those top coats to it to make sure that this all lasts a long time, because you're seeing all of these little steps take time. They're all adding up to projects to make sure that everything is fully finished. If water gets in there, I know it's to a crawl space, but you could be messing with the foundation. You could be messing with the siding. You could be getting moisture behind the bricks, causing mold. There's a lot of different things that could happen. So take the time to finish everything properly, because just because this isn't inside the house or in a very visible area doesn't mean it should have any less attention paid to it. All right, James, or Jim, who's here on the phone with me in the radio.
Works for me, yeah.
Well, Jim, ask your alter ego, James, if this is a good answer for him. All right, all the Jims and Jameses in the world.
We're good. Yeah, we're good.
All right, thanks so much for writing in.
Is your plan of recycling at home become a hassle? Well, in today's edition of Leslie's Last Word, Leslie has some super easy tips to streamline your setup. Take it away, Leslie.
Well, if your recycling system at home feels more like a hassle than a habit, it could be time for a little reset. Now, the trick here to successful recycling isn't just knowing what to recycle. It's making it easy to do it. So you want to start by placing clearly labeled bins where the waste actually happens. It could be a small bin next to your kitchen trash for rinsed cans and bottles, a paper-only bin by your home office or printer, or even a designated box in the garage for those cardboard items and the packing materials. If you keep those bins where you use them most, it takes away the excuse to kind of just toss everything into the trash because it's convenient. And don't forget to keep a printed or a posted guide nearby with what your town accepts, because pizza boxes and plastic bags, they usually are not on the list. Now, the easier you make it to recycle, the more likely everyone in your household is to pitch in, because a greener home doesn't happen by accident. It starts with simple, smart systems. And that is our September recycling home tip. So get in the habit, you guys. It's easier than you think. You just need a few days to develop a new routine. All right. We have had a busy hour with you guys. So thank you so much for joining us. Next week, we're going to jump into a big old pile of leaves with fall outdoor tips. So don't miss it. Thanks again. And remember, you guys, you can do it yourself, but you don't have to do it alone. See you next time.
On the Money Pit Radio Show. On the Money Pit Radio Show. Pick up the telephone. Fix up your home sweet home by calling 888-MONEY-PIT.
You hear that? That's the sound of your business losing money. Legacy phone systems weren't built for today's teams.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Top Fox News headquarters in New York City. The most approachable radio host in America. It's Brian Kilmeade.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to the latest moments of the Brian Kilmeade Show. So glad you're here with Benjamin Netanyahu, who's going to be speaking at the United Nations in a matter of moments. They were watching hundreds of delegates from different countries just walk out. Others are standing up and applauding. So they want to make a big stand-up. They want to make a big scene that we're not going to listen to the prime minister. All they've done is absolutely taking their security into their own hands. Despite objections from President Biden, they took out Hezbollah. Now you have Lebanon close to controlling their country for the first time in decades. In Syria, you have a country that is willing to get into the Abraham Accords, no longer a welcome place for Russia and Iran. And then you have Hamas on death's door. They won't give up, so therefore the IDF won't stop. And, of course, Iran with their nuclear program has been destroyed. That's where these countries are leaving. They don't like what's going on. They also don't like Israel in the region to begin with, let alone a muscular one.
So a lot of these delegations have walked out. Basically, half the place has emptied out. Nice speech. So we're going to be following that at the UN, but that's not all. Let's get to the big three.
Number three.
I think what we see in front of us, the challenges are finish Hamas in Gaza, keep their foot on Hezbollah. They've conducted over 1,000 attacks. They will not let them build capabilities in southern Lebanon again. That's never going to happen.
That is General Jack Keane, fresh off a trip to Israel, talking about what's going on. The prime minister takes center stage. Why it's important than ever that we help the IDF finish off Hamas despite the allied defection.
Number two.
Radical left rhetoric. The radical left is causing the problem. They're out of control. They're saying things. And they're really dumb people.
Got to stop this. The political attacks on ICE and certain Democrats are ones helping inflame the rhetoric as more deadly encounters take place. Not with illegal criminals, that's tough enough, but with organized protesters. And in Dallas, a flat-out killer.
Number one.
I woke up in the middle of the night on Monday night, because it didn't dawn on me originally, that there might be corroboration for our conversation. There might be a tape. And my judgment was I needed to get that out into the public square. And so I asked a friend of mine to share the content of the memo with a reporter.
So you mean you leaked James Comey, former FBI director. He has been indicted, first time in American history, by a grand jury on two charges. Why, I think even if he doesn't get convicted, it's a win for justice. He's going to be forced to qualify and define his behavior. And while he goes front and center, he's got a problem. For years, he's contradicted himself. He's gone out on book tours, been asked to testify. And it's amazing how little he remembers and how little he knows for a guy that prided himself on his detail. And you don't become FBI director if you forget everything. Griff Jenkins joins us now, Fox and Friends Weekend co-host, reporter, all around on all the major issues of the day. Griff, your response to the massive walkout as the prime minister took center stage.
You know, Brian, as we've been watching the walkout of these delegations, it reminds me of when, gosh, more than 15 years ago, when Iranian President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad came to the UN and delivered a blistering attack on not just the U.S., but the West, and delegations walked out because here you have Iran's president just blasting the West in a preposterous speech. In this case, all these delegations have walked out of Netanyahu, who is speaking specifically to the hostages in Gaza so they can hear his voice, that we've not given up on you, that Hamas is a brutal, savage organization that has killed millions over the years and, of course, taken these hostages and torturing them. And so it's such a contrast of actual messages. You would think that more delegations would stay in there because this speech that Netanyahu's delivering is among the most important, I think, of our current time.
Yeah, but they want to make a symbol. They're not going to listen. They don't want to listen. October 7th didn't mean anything to them. It means everything to Israel. They cannot allow this to happen. As Netanyahu is pointing out now, the Houthi rebels did attack a hotel yesterday. So they were able to, with long-range missiles, it's not perfect, their defensive missile system, whether it's David Sling or whether it's the Arrow system or the Iron Dome, it can't catch everything, as we know. I want you to hear what Ambassador Huckabee said to Piers Morgan about the allies of ours, France, England, Australia, Portugal, and others, now recognizing a Palestinian state. Good luck with that. Cut 29.
We're disappointed as the United States in our allies, people that we are great friends with, because first of all, it's a violation of the Oslo Accords. That's problematic. But more importantly, it has had the opposite effect of what I think they wanted to see happen. The first thing that happened, as Secretary Rubio has repeatedly pointed out, it just ended negotiations with Hamas. That froze absolutely stone cold. The second thing, we've been desperately trying to work some resolve to the impasse between a financial crisis between the Palestinian Authority and Israel. There are some issues that are very harmful to the Palestinian Authority. Quite frankly, it's not good for anyone. Remittance money should go back to the PA, but there's some unresolved issues. We were making progress, and I've been going back and forth between Ramallah and Jerusalem trying to work on it. When this happened, that ended the discussion, and we're back to zero on that. And the third thing that happened is that it has emboldened Israel to start talking about declaring sovereignty over parts of Judea and Samaria. So all of those things, I don't think, were the intended consequences of the decision by countries like France and the UK to unilaterally declare a Palestinian state, but that's the result of it.
Grip, your thoughts.
Well, look, I'm glad to see that the Trump administration is not going to go in on this. And there really isn't, as Ambassador Huckabee's pointing out, much justification in this current time to recognize that. And it's such a political transparent sort of signal. It's almost like virtue signaling, but it's worse for the very reasons that Huckabee laid out there in terms of whether or not you are able to expand on the Abraham Accords and try and change things in the Middle East. That's what President Trump really gets the most credit for, was going in the first Trump administration, the Abraham Accords. But when he came back, he spent the 4 years off thinking, how can I really make a difference? How can I really change this? And yet some of our closest allies from the UK, France, and others are now recognizing doing this, like, you know.
But isn't the U.S. supposed to be a place to have communication? So if you don't like somebody, I'm going to walk out. What are you, a child? I think we listen to Iran. I'm pretty sure we don't agree with Iran. If the Russian president was going to speak or a delegate, we stay. I'm sure Mike Waltz still sits in there. So have some courage. They pick up and they walk out. So they're going to show you that they aren't even listening. That's what makes it very hard to deal with anybody in the Middle East.
It's a great point you make, by the way. Don't forget, President Trump just spoke there, and he just unleashed at Turtle Bay on pointing out that body, the United Nations, has begun to lose such credibility that why do we have them? They are a place of diplomacy, and you're not seeing that today.
Yeah, we'll bring back some of the speech throughout the hour, but I want to switch over to another area of your expertise, and that's what's happening with immigration and ICE. You know, there's law enforcement. They're called Border Patrol. They're called ATF. They're called your local cops. You're told your state police. Kind of accept them, right? Border, you know, you also have National Guard in times of emergency. Understood. But there's something about ICE where people aren't putting these things together. They are national federal law enforcement agents. They have a specific job, what to do. They live amongst us. They're one of us. They are American. But somehow it's okay to vilify them. Listen to how they've been described. Cut 37.
Donald Trump's modern-day Gestapo is scooping folks up off the street.
Running around our communities like masked bank robbers, terrorizing women.
When I talked about what terrorism looks like, this is it.
When I see ICE, I see slave patrols.
This is not Germany. That's the SS and the Gestapo. This is the United States of America. Unmask yourselves.
Masked men jumping out of unmarked cars, people disappearing, no due process.
The SS, the Gestapo.
Yeah, you were just with them, right? You were just with them, Operation Midway.
I was just with Marcos Charles, who was the individual at the press conference in the Dallas shooting, that horrific shooting. And, you know, I was riding in his car, and we were making arrests of illegal criminal aliens.
Why are they wearing masks?
Well, they're wearing masks because they're being doxxed, because they're real-time apps that are putting exact time and location images and information out there so that someone who may be,
yes,
like not mentally all there, that hears the constant message from Democrats that the ICE agents are equivalent of Nazis, feel emboldened to take action, and you have things like what happened in Dallas.
Unmarked cars. Of course unmarked cars. You ever hear of an unmarked car with a police officer? If you're going to do a raid on a house, would you want a siren? No, of course not. You got to have the element of surprise. These guys are dangerous. 70% are criminals, let alone the amount that we don't subscribe to. What's the international criminal system that we go to?
Interpol.
So Venezuela and Cuba are reporting their criminals? Absolutely not. So these people are dangerous, and we have to do the best we can to make sure our men and women survive. So they're going to be in unmarked cars. Now they're corrupt. Now they're part of a mob.
Well, and, you know, to be clear, every operation I have seen or even witnessed in person, every agent has ICE or HSI or Border Patrol on their body, identifying themselves in the community. And you're right, the people. So I was out in Operation Midway Bliss. The first guy we took down, they had been studying where he lived. They knew when he was likely to leave the house, and he had been convicted in the U.S. last year of forcibly sexual assault on a child under 13. And so when you consider the fact that ultimately these ICE agents, who are men and women who are also husbands and wives and brothers and sisters, they're real people just simply carrying out federal immigration law enforcement, but yet the Democrats, who if they don't like it should change their laws, work to change laws in Washington, they're choosing to dehumanize these federal immigration law enforcement officers to a level now that I got to tell you, Brian, I've never been so concerned for ICE and federal immigration law enforcement, because the stuff that they're telling me,
they can't be surprised. But you can't be surprised, because they just played you what they've been hearing from people that they like Tim Walz and Brandon Johnson, a remarkably ineffective mayor. The Congressman John Larson was the crazy guy going, "This is not Germany." The references to Hitler. So anybody who follows them says, okay, yeah, my lawmaker, my state representative thinks they're crazy. I have to take it upon myself to go kill them. Chris Rufo points out, this is not right or left. This is all left. Cut 38.
We're seeing the emergence of a new form of left-wing terror. Back in the last wave of left-wing terror in the 1970s, it was people organized into cells and groups like the Weather Underground, the Black Panther Party. What we're seeing now is a two-part terror system where the left's messaging apparatus, whether it's through the mainstream media or through niche internet forums pushing hard left-wing ideologies, trans ideology, Antifa ideology, the message machine is radicalizing what we could think of as radical normie terrorists, people who are lone wolves in everyday communities that have been radicalized online, and they go out without any institutional support, and they're killing conservatives.
Yeah, can we play the soundbite, by the way, Brian, of the Democrat leader that stood up recently and said, "I condemn political violence of any kind, and I will be the first to admit that my party went too far with anti-ICE rhetoric. I believe it's putting things in danger. Let's, as a party, come together to say we disagree with Trump's immigration policies, but we will not put men and women in law enforcement in danger." But
they don't have it.
Oh, it didn't exist.
Yeah, and it's not been said, and it's not been said at all. In fact, I haven't seen any let up. I'm very curious after Dallas when they say this. I'm out to kill ICE, and it's the ICE app that tracks ICE agents and their operations that allowed him to line that ICE agency up. Now look, that's a facility, and I guess everybody in the Dallas area knows that's where ICE is. But they're able to track agents out in the field. And this sniper, in his final remarks online, let it be known, this is what we're doing. How long are we going to be allowing this? Can you just take it down? Final thought on this?
Final thought. That final message is important that you point out, Brian, because he said he hopes that what he was about to carry out would put fear in agents' hearts and minds, that they could be targeted. And at the end of the day, I think the fact that you had the acting ICE director, Todd Lyons, and others like Jonathan Fahey on Fox and Friends with us this morning saying, unfortunately, if Democrats don't work to change this environment, that rhetoric, it's going to get worse. And that's really terrifying.
Griff, who's going to be on this weekend?
We got Todd Lyons on. That's going to be great. We got Dave Portnoy. That's going to be good stuff. We got Laura Trump and a whole lot of fun stuff. Who knows?
We've got 8 hours to fill. Griff Jenkins, brand new. Congratulations again. Brand new host of Fox and Friends. Weekend just filling in for Lawrence today. At the bottom of the hour, Halil Nour, the executive director of UN Watch. We're going to talk about that organization and changes that have to take place. Griff, thanks again.
Thanks, Brian. I love
back in a moment.
It's Brian Kilmeade. Are you having trouble hearing? Hearing loss can devastate the quality of your life. Now, there's an affordable fix for you or your loved one. Rated the best hearing aids of 2025 by Forbes Health, Audion Hearing has the highest quality hearing aids at the lowest prices, starting at just $98 a pair.
I actually like them better than my old $5,000 hearing aids.
I could not believe how my hearing and life changed.
Join over 1 million happy customers by going to audionhearing.com. That's AudienHearing.com.
Hey, I'm Mike Slater. My dad passed away at the age of 63. It's out of nowhere. Had a stroke. Super hard, obviously, for the whole family, but my dad had life insurance. This is why I have life insurance for my family, for my wife and four kids. And the best place to get life insurance is ethos.com, because you can do it in 10 minutes. And there's no medical exam and no blood test, just a few health questions. Get life insurance in 10 minutes so your family is protected. Ethos, E-T-H-O-S, ethos.com/Mike.
I'm Ed Evans, CEO of Consumer Cellular. We're a different kind of wireless company dedicated to serving people 50 and up, like me. Because let's face it, our needs are different. Big wireless unlimited plans are designed for 20-somethings, not us. At Consumer Cellular, we're focused on one thing, bringing you affordable, reliable rate plans that suit your needs, not ours. How do we do that? We start by using the same towers as the big guys, the exact same towers. We then create rate plans designed for your usage. The fact is, we can offer you an unlimited plan with the same network quality for less because we understand how you use wireless services. Our plans start at just $20 a month. And forget trying to chat with robots. You'll get 100% U.S.-based award-winning customer service when you need help. Come find out how wireless should be and join the millions who've made the switch.
Call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit consumercellular.com/fax. Plans include $5 credit for auto paying, e-billing, C5 for additional fax.
I'm Gianna Gelosi with your Fox True Crime Minute. A Halloween cold case is back in the spotlight in Placer County, California, as investigators push for answers that have escaped them for 30 years. On October 31st, Sherilyn Hockley, a 34-year-old mother of three and elementary school teacher, was found dead in her minivan just a mile from the Eureka Elementary campus where she taught. She was last seen leaving the school's Halloween celebrations Friday, October 29th. Friends say she had just purchased a home in Roseville and was excited for the next chapter of her life. A rope was found next to her body, but her vehicle remains the only known crime scene connected to the case. And despite an extensive investigation at the time, the case went unsolved. Nobody has ever been arrested for her murder. Now, 32 years later, the sheriff's cold case team says it's taking another look, armed with new DNA testing methods and modern investigative tools that weren't available in the 90s. There's more on this story at foxnews.com or subscribe to the Fox True Crime Podcast. I'm Gianna Gelosi with your Fox True Crime Minute.
This is Fox News Talk.
Headline Rewind.
1993.
Our democracy must be not only the envy of the world, but the engine of our own renewal. There is nothing wrong with America that cannot be cured by what is right with America.
At 12:18 this afternoon, we got a call for a report of explosion in the basement of 3 World Trade Center.
I was blown across the room. Everything went black. It felt like a tomb. Then the lights came on, safety lights, so we ran out just trying to find a way out.
It took like 2 hours to get down. People were passing out, and it was horrible.
Ladies and gentlemen, the time for peace has come.
On July 2nd, 1991, I had sexual relations with Amy Fisher at the Freeport Motel.
News as it happened then, news as it happens now.
This is Fox News Talk. Fox on Tech.
Apple has new iPhones and other things for you. The Cupertino, California tech giant held its yearly product reveal and promised the world and its devoted customer base it wants to keep to ethos set by its late founder Steve Jobs, that usable tech must look good, feel good, and work well.
For us, design goes beyond just how something looks or feels. Design is also how it works. This philosophy guides everything we do.
Apple CEO Tim Cook, during the presentation, which debuted iPhone 17, along with a Pro and Pro Max version, as well as a super-thin, first-of-its-kind iPhone Air, no thicker than a few credit cards. Improved Apple Watches, including Ultra 3 with satellite connectivity, and AirPods Pro 3 with live translations, allowing wearers to speak with one another in differing languages. You can order your new Apple stuff today with Fox on Tech. I'm Evan Brown, Fox News.
Radio that makes you think. This is the Brian Kilmeade Show.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, I want to do something I've never done before. I want to speak from this forum
directly to those hostages through loudspeakers. I've surrounded Gaza with massive loudspeakers connected to this microphone in the hope that our dear hostages will hear my message. Our brave heroes, this is Prime Minister Netanyahu speaking to you live from the United Nations. We have not forgotten you, not even for a second. The people of Israel are with you. We will not falter and we will not rest until we bring all of you home. Ladies and gentlemen, thanks to special efforts by Israeli intelligence, my words are now also being carried. They're streamed live to the cell phones of Gazans. So to the remaining Hamas leaders and to the jailers of our hostages, I now say, lay down your arms. Let my people go. Free the hostages, all of them, the whole 48. Free the hostages now.
So that's Ambassador Huckabee on Fox and Friends just told us they were going to do that. So speakers have been set up. Streams have been pushed forward in Gaza, what's left. And we'll see how many people saw it. And even if one hostage heard it, it's worth it. As we watched a massive walkout on the prime minister as he took to the podium to speak. Isn't that great? So you don't agree with the fact that they're going to attack and the way they're doing it in Gaza, the way they bombed the Houthi rebels after they attacked and tried to kill innocent people in a hotel room. You're upset that, I don't know, Iran's nuclear program isn't intact. You're upset that Hezbollah had some pagers blow up and they're no longer that terror group, the gold standard of terror groups around the world. Every single step they were criticized for, and every single time they made the world safer, not just for them, but for us, for civilized people. If you're a terrorist, it's probably not good that Netanyahu's in charge. So in the end, he's going to finish off Hamas. He's going to do it with working with us. I think President Trump is putting some guardrails on. He does want to get those hostages out. He was made an offer directly from Hamas to the president, our president, saying, I'll give you half if you give me 60 days to get to some type of an agreement. And the president kind of ignored it. So we'll see where that goes. We'll keep you up to date on what's happening. And the prime minister is going to go to the White House and meet with the president again. Pretty good, considering the prime minister wasn't even contacted by Joe Biden, considering that he was ignored and sent out the back entrance of the White House by Barack Obama. And that is why, and you'll hear it in a moment from General Jack Keane, who was just in Israel. He said the most popular figure in Israel right now is Donald Trump. Brian Kilmeade Show. What's wrong with the UN? We'll find out next from Hillel Neuer, who works it every single day.
Top of the latest forecast with America's Weather Team in the palm of your hands.
Here's the latest from America's Weather Center.
It's Fox Weather updates throughout your busy day, every day.
That heat's going to be out there for one more day.
Temperatures being 30 degrees above average.
Put the power of over 100 meteorologists and the worldwide resources of Fox in your hands with the Fox Weather Podcast. Precise, personal, powerful. Subscribe and listen now at foxnewspodcasts.com. Connect to Fox News Audio on the Fox News app. Listen to hear your favorite hosts like Brian Kilmeade, Jimmy Fallon, and Guy Benson standing up for what's right live and via podcast. Just click listen, then swipe right and hear the latest news updates on your time. And scroll down to hear the latest podcasts from Fox News. And it's even easier to listen in the car with Apple CarPlay and Android Auto. Get programming alerts and notifications. Fox News Audio is on the Fox News app, the voices America trusts. Download it now.
This is House Call for Health. Experts are weighing in on how important it is for kids to never miss breakfast. Cleveland Clinic children's nutritionists say if kids don't have breakfast in the morning, they have trouble staying awake and can't focus on information. This is caused by drops in blood sugar, which impact their brain, mood, and energy level. Experts recommend at least four things in a breakfast: healthy fats, carbohydrates, protein, and fiber. Good options might be hard-boiled eggs, cheese sticks, fruit, Greek yogurt, turkey, sausage, protein pancakes, oatmeal, or overnight oats. They recommend avoiding anything sugary, and for cereal, make sure it's whole grain, low in sugar and high in fiber. Jennifer Highland is a registered dietitian at Cleveland Clinic Children's and says if kids aren't eating in the morning, they're going to have trouble absorbing the information that they're supposed to be learning. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health, I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
You never know who might be taking the quiz.
I'm Clay Aiken.
I am Dre DeMatteo.
Hey, everybody, it's Billy Baldwin.
Hey, everyone, it's Patricia Heaton.
Hey, everyone, I'm Nicole Polizzi.
Hey, everyone, it's Candace Bushnell.
Hey, everyone, it's Henry Golding.
Hey, everyone, it's Zachary Levi.
Hey, everybody, it's Kevin Nealon, and it's time to take the quiz.
Five questions in less than 5 minutes every day. Listen and follow at thequiz.fox.
Thank you for taking the quiz.
Connect to Fox News Audio on the Fox News app. Listen to hear your favorite hosts like Brian Kilmeade, Jimmy Fallon, and Guy Benson standing up for what's right live and via podcast. Just click listen, then swipe right and hear the latest news updates on your time. And scroll down to hear the latest podcasts from Fox News. And it's even easier to listen in the car with Apple CarPlay and Android Auto. Get programming alerts and notifications. Fox News Audio is on the Fox News app, the voices America trusts. Download it now.
Now, from the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
Mahalia Jackson, who died in 1972, is widely regarded as the first queen of gospel music. Although she was a heralded and much-loved performer, she lived a double life in racially divided America.
When I'm on the stage and on television and working with white people, they just hug me and love me and say I'm so wonderful and I'm so great. And then when I'm walking down the street like an ordinary citizen, they don't recognize me, and when I go into the department store in the South, I can't get a sandwich, I can't get a bottle of pop, I got to stand, I can't even get a cab, and I'm just the Mahalia Jackson that they got through saying how wonderful I am. I don't understand it. What makes people like that?
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk. Fox on 10.
President Trump wants to ensure that America stays the dominant lead in artificial intelligence. That's why President Trump signed three executive orders. One, fast-tracks federal permitting, streamlines reviews, and expedites construction of all major AI infrastructure projects. The president says the U.S. is turning a corner.
America must once again be a country where innovators are rewarded with a green light, not strangled with red tape so they can't move, so they can't breathe, and that's not going to happen.
A second order focusing on turning America into an AI export powerhouse, from chips to software to data storage, making sure the world runs on American AI and the American AI stack. And he signed a final order banning the federal government from procuring AI technology that has been infused with partisan bias or ideological agendas. With Fox on Tech, I'm Madison Allworth, Fox Business.
Breaking news, unique opinions. Hear it all on the Brian Kilmeade Show.
I've never seen such pro-American attitude among the population in Israel. It's always been solid, but it's really over the top as a result of the United States supporting Israel unequivocally with weapons and also with that decisive attack. And the praise for President Trump is everywhere you go once they recognize that we're Americans.
And there's a pro-Trump area. I think they even named streets after him over in Israel. And they have a good relationship, President Netanyahu and President Trump, and Prime Minister, I should say. And they're going to be meeting a little bit later today in the White House. But right now, the Prime Minister is speaking. But what everyone's going to run on the other channels is the big walkout happened as soon as he took to the podium. I imagine all 50-plus Arab nations and maybe France, maybe the other countries that are about to recognize the Palestinians will do that. It's pretty amazing it's got to this point. Khalil Noor joins us now, Executive Director of UN Watch, a group that analyzes what the UN's doing right and wrong. Khalil, how's this week been for the UN?
Well, this is their week where it's a catwalk for dictators, right? And we saw that. You have
dictators from some of the worst regimes show up under the giant UN logo pretending to speak in the name of international law, human rights, and they're some of the worst dictators. And they are purporting to lecture America, to lecture Israel, especially pointing the finger at Western countries about human rights. So there's a lot of hypocrisy. That's mostly what we saw this week.
So I was talking to Ambassador Mike Waltz. He said, you know, there's a whole commission analyzing George Floyd and the George Floyd riots and his impact on America. They're analyzing our society, and they have huge, they have seven different committees on seven different climate change promotions. That seems to be the mandate.
Yeah.
Let's work on climate change.
Yeah, sadly, I have to say the George Floyd thing that was at the time endorsed by the Biden administration, which was very unfortunate. You know, the UN, the thing that unites them often is attacking the West and attacking America. It's a lot of anti-capitalism. Climate change is not an innocent concern for climate at the UN. It's a way to target capitalism in America. And let's not be mistaken about the ideology. The fact that they celebrated a 16-year-old child at the time, Greta, who's now basically a Hamas propaganda nutcase on sailboats sailing to Gaza. This was the UN's hero for climate. So there's a lot of really visceral anti-Western ideology masked in the name of climate.
So Donald Trump was extremely critical. We'll pull some sound of that. Donald Trump being critical of the UN. You let him have it on Monday. What are you guys doing? Why am I negotiating peace agreements? You didn't even contact me to maybe background or support or do follow-up. He goes, you know, why am I handling all this stuff? Why don't you assert yourself? He didn't bring up the fact that UNRWA was involved in the October 7th attacks on Israel and they're providing aid in Gaza for Hamas.
Look, we just published a 200-page report with 598 footnotes, which shows in detail how the heads of UNRWA on the ground of the schools in Gaza and Lebanon were not just supporters of Hamas, but Hamas terror chiefs. Suhail al-Hindi, head of 13,000 UNRWA staff in Gaza, is a key member of the Hamas Politburo in Lebanon. His name was Fathi Sharif, head of 2,000 UNRWA teachers, was the head of the Hamas terrorist organization in Lebanon. UNRWA knew it. We were paying their salaries. American taxpayers were paying their salaries. It's disgraceful. Mike Waltz said at his confirmation hearing, he's going to work to get UNRWA dismantled. Mm-hmm. And if we care about hope for the Middle East, an agency that's indoctrinating Palestinian children into hatred should be shut down.
So now that the Palestinian state's been recognized by 180 countries, including France, Germany, Australia, Portugal.
Not Germany. But France, the UK, Australia, Canada. Germany, not Italy. But yeah, but most of the world's countries.
So what changes now in the UN? Do they get more of a seat, more power internationally? It gets more complicated if Israel does something that might be in violation of international law from country to country.
Yeah, look, the truth is they keep playing this card. 10 years ago, they voted to call them a state at the UN, so their nameplate has been State of Palestine since, I think, 2012. The International Criminal Court recognized the State of Palestine just to enable them to do lawfare against Israel, so that was already done. On the ground, it's actually limited what they can use with this, you know, keep playing the same card. But I would say, you know, the opposite. We should ask questions. If France and the UK and Canada and Australia say that there's a Palestinian state, then why are there Palestinian refugees in Palestine? Why in Jenin, for example, are there Palestinian refugee camps? If Palestine is a state, there are no more refugees. They're living in Palestine. You should end UNRWA, for example.
Right. So this is Netanyahu. Here's a little of the speech going on. It's still being conducted now. It's been going on for, I think, 30 minutes. Listen.
You know what message the leaders who recognize the Palestinian state this week sent to the Palestinians? It's a very clear message. Murdering Jews pays off. Well, I have a message for these leaders. When the most savage terrorists on earth are effusively praising your decision, you didn't do something right. You did something wrong, horribly wrong. Your disgraceful decision will encourage terrorism against Jews and against innocent people everywhere. It will be a mark of shame on all of you.
So you are rewarding this behavior. You don't like the way the president, where the Israel's doing operations in Gaza. They look at it as operation for survival. With Hamas still intact, it's just a matter of time before we get another attack. Your thoughts about how this speech is going over?
Well, it's a very powerful speech. You know, certainly performatively at the UN, the Islamic State did a walkout before. But it's a very powerful speech. Prime Minister Netanyahu is mentioning key facts, and he talked about the curse of Iran. The Iranian regime is arming, sponsoring terror proxies throughout the region. They have destroyed societies from Yemen to Lebanon to Gaza. And it's been miraculous and extraordinary what the Israel Defense Forces were able to do. They crippled Hezbollah with the pagers, which was a miraculous operation. They crushed most of Hamas's military capacity, but it's not finished. Iran, together with the help of President Trump, they devastated their nuclear and ballistic missile program. Assad regime, one of the most horrific regimes in the 21st century, killed 500,000 people, is gone. That is extraordinary. Prime Minister Netanyahu, I think, helped frame what's truly going on in the Middle East. And instead of making this issue about, people in Gaza being the victims, let's remember that Iran armed Hamas to start the war on October 7th, and largely their unit of terror proxies, their system of terror proxies, has been decimated.
And they say, well, we didn't know about it. It's hard to believe they didn't know about it.
It may be they didn't know some details. That's possible. But certainly they were arming them for this.
Absolutely.
So, yeah.
I want you to hear some of the criticism that Donald Trump leveled on Tuesday, and I want to get your reaction to it.
I didn't think of it at the time because I was too busy working to save millions of lives. That is the saving and stopping of these wars. But later I realized that the United Nations wasn't there for us. They weren't there. I thought of it really after the fact, not during these negotiations, which were not easy. That being the case, what is the purpose of the United Nations? The UN has such tremendous potential. I've always said it. It has such tremendous, tremendous potential, but it's not even coming close to living up to that potential. For the most part, at least for now, all they seem to do is write a really strongly worded letter and then never follow that letter up. It's empty words, and empty words don't solve war. The only thing that solves war and wars is action.
Is he right?
Absolutely. I mean, I would say it's even worse. It's at best, it's empty words coming from the UN. At worst, it's words that legitimize the world's worst regimes. Let's remember the UN, and we just published the data today of the past 10 years of the UN General Assembly, which is meeting now in New York. And in 10 years, there have been zero resolutions adopted by the UN on China, 1.5 billion people oppressed completely. Zero resolutions.
The Uyghurs. The
1 million Muslim Uyghurs in camps. Hong Kong democracy extinguished. Thousands of Tibetan temples destroyed. Human rights lawyers thrown into prison. Someone lifts up a white piece of paper in Shanghai, a young woman, throw her into prison. Zero resolutions. Cuba, police state. Teenagers in prison because they called for democracy. Zero resolutions. Venezuela, a corrupt narco-criminal regime. Zero resolutions. 173 on Israel. Okay? So that's, and these resolutions legitimize Hamas terrorists. It's at best empty words, but in reality, often it's words that are legitimizing attacks on Israel, America, and the West.
Right. So is it fixable? Is the UN fixable?
It's fixable if we fix our own societies. You know, it starts with, reform is very hard to do institutionally, very hard to change institutions. But at a minimum, get our democracies to do the right thing. Nothing stops Britain, France, Canada from introducing a resolution on 1.5 billion people suffering in China or migrant workers being enslaved in Qatar. No one ever even tries. Their mentality is to go along to get along. Look, in October 8th, so we're talking in barely 2 weeks, in about 10 days, the UN so-called Human Rights Council is going to elect the Iranian regime's official, a longtime Iranian diplomat, to their Human Rights Council as an expert.
What a joke.
And no one's saying anything. We're the first ones to expose it. We're urging Western diplomats to try to stop it. So far, they're saying nothing.
Here's more from Netanyahu's speech. Again, he's still talking.
But regrettably, many leaders who are represented in this hall, they send a very different message. Sure, in the days immediately following October 7th, many of them supported Israel. But that support quickly evaporated when Israel did what any self-respecting nation would do in the wake of such a savage attack. We fought back. Now just imagine, let's sit back for a second and imagine, an attack against America proportioned to the attack against Israel on October 7th. Imagine a regime, a terror regime, dispatching thousands of terrorists to invade the United States. They massacre 40,000 Americans. They take 10,000 Americans hostage. What do you think America would do? You think America would leave that regime standing? You don't think that. No way. Not a chance. The United States would wipe out that terror regime and ensure that such savagery would never threaten America again. This is precisely what Israel is doing in Gaza. We're wiping out the terror regime of Hamas and ensuring that this savagery will never threaten Israel again. That's what we are doing. That's what any self-respecting government would do.
And they're not hearing it because they left the building. Maybe they'll never understand it. And whenever you think about what's going on in Gaza, they're dropping flyers. They're directing people through text messages to get out of buildings. And it's the Hamas that goes into hospitals. It's Hamas that makes headquarters in schools and mosques. And that opens themselves up to a target. And they got to be very discerning to the Israelis. But they also have to make sure we're not dealing with this for the next generation. They want to finish it off for good.
Look, Prime Minister Netanyahu quoted one of the experts at West Point, Colonel John Spetzer, who is...
We've had him on a lot.
Yeah, considered one of the world's experts on urban warfare.
Teaches war college.
Exactly. And he knows better than others that urban warfare is extremely difficult, especially as you indicated. Hamas built hundreds of miles of terror tunnels under all of Gaza. All of Gaza is built over... They dug under and built terror tunnels under homes, hospitals, and schools. That cement that we gave them with our tax money that was supposed to build homes, hospitals, and schools, they used them to build miles and miles of terror tunnels. And Israel has to destroy Hamas, or October 7th is going to happen again. Hamas is threatening. It's a nihilistic death cult. As Prime Minister Netanyahu said, Israel suffered the equivalent of 10 times 9/11, and it's a regime that's not thousands of miles away in Afghanistan or Iraq. It's literally, you know, meters away. Okay, it's 100 yards away from Israel.
So, Khalil, you look forward to working with Ambassador Walz on time, maybe making even incremental changes?
Absolutely. Look, at a minimum, we have to hold the UN to account, and America has power, has leverage. He's just been confirmed. He has a certain influence at the UN. He needs to use it. I'm looking forward to working with him to hold abusers to account and make sure that U.S. taxpayers and other countries' taxpayers get some, you know, value for the dollar, and we're not wasting it on legitimizing anti-Western narratives that are propaganda for terrorists.
Yeah, I think it would be a huge resource for him because you got to get him up to speed quick, and he's a quick learner, as you know. Khalil Noor, Executive Director of the UN Watch, appreciate it. Back in a moment, we'll continue to track the speech and bring back more highlights. You're listening to The Brian Kilmeade Show.
Don't go anywhere. Brian Kilmeade will be right back. Are you having trouble hearing? Hearing loss can devastate the quality of your life. Now, there's an affordable fix for you or your loved one. Rated the best hearing aids of 2025 by Forbes Health, Audion Hearing has the highest quality hearing aids at the lowest prices, starting at just $98 a pair.
I actually like them better than my old $5,000 hearing aids.
I could not believe how my hearing and life changed.
Join over 1 million happy customers by going to audionhearing.com. That's A-U-D-I-E-N hearing.com.
Life insurance. Why are you putting it off? Can't afford it? Too much hassle? Think you don't need it? There's lots of excuses for putting off life insurance. But if you weren't there, who would pay the mortgage and other bills? With Ethos, you could be covered in 10 minutes and boom, family protected. Ethos, fast and easy online term life insurance. Up to $2 million in coverage with no medical exam. Some policies as low as $1 a day. Answer a few health questions and get your free quote at ethos.com/term. That's ethos.com/term.
The guru of gutter protection himself, Chris Cunahan, president of Leaf Filter, is here to take your most pressing leaf-related questions.
Hey, everybody. Chris here. I understand we have Ron on the line. Ron, where are you calling from?
Uh-oh. Ron, are you calling from a ladder?
Well, I was. I wanted to ask Chris what I need to do to get my gutters ready to have Leaf Filter installed.
Oh, Ron, you don't have to do anything. A Leaf Filter Trusted Pro will come out and clean out your gutters, realign and seal your gutters, and install Leaf Filter, America's number one gutter protection system.
So I didn't need to get on this ladder?
Ron, Leaf Filter Trusted Pros are in your neighborhood and ready to help. Just visit leaffilter.com/deal to schedule your free gutter inspection and get up to 30% off.
Thank goodness. What was that site?
That's leaffilter.com/deal for your free gutter inspection today. See representative for warranty details. Promotion is 20% off plus a 10% senior or military discount. One discount per household.
The Dean's List with Janice Dean.
Florida firefighters who helped comfort some nervous dogs after a car crash makes today's Dean's List. Gabriella Obregon was driving with her two beloved dogs when she was involved in a car crash. Thankfully, she was okay and so were her pups. But it was scary. Within minutes, the Palm Beach County Fire Rescue were on the scene, and Gabriella was able to capture the moment on video when the firefighters stopped everything to comfort both dogs and carry them to safety. Gabriella says the men allowed her fur babies to stay in the truck and keep them very calm, going above and beyond the call of duty to help keep her safe and tend to her sweet dogs. And even though her car is no longer drivable, she will never forget the kindness shown to her and her pups. Palm Beach County Fire Rescue, thank you for all that you do. You all made today's Dean's List. Janice Dean, Fox News.
This is House Call for Health. A new study shows people may have aisle anxiety and decision fatigue during their trip to the grocery store. The nationwide survey of 2,000 adults by Talker Research finds most people spend about 4 minutes deciding on each item they buy at the supermarket. Many say shopping feels like an investment, especially for products tied to health, wellness, or those with a long shelf life. And the numbers tell the story. 41% admit second-guessing half the choices made in a given day. More than a quarter say even the simplest decisions can leave them stressed. And at the supermarket, 40% of consumers say they research food products more today than they did 5 years ago, more focusing on labels that promise healthier for you or non-toxic or clean or no added sugar. Researchers say more than a third of us have become what they call product detectives. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
Is 3 hours in radio. You're with Brian Kilmeade.
Wait a minute, Mr. Prime Minister, they tell me. Wait a minute. We believe in a two-state solution where the Jewish state of Israel will live side by side in peace with the Palestinian state. There's only one problem with that. The Palestinians, they don't believe in this solution. They never have. They don't want a state next to Israel. They want a Palestinian state instead of Israel. And that's why every time they were offered a Palestinian state, but were required to end the conflict with Israel and recognize a Jewish state, every time, over the decades, they turned it down. And that is why every time they were given territory, they used it to attack us.
So that is the Prime Minister who points out a very salient point to France, to Portugal, to UK. We know you're just kissing up to your Arab population. We know you can't possibly believe that the Palestinians would have a state without Hamas in charge. And the Palestinian Authority is corrupt, more corrupt than any other group in the world today. These are billionaires who take aid money and make themselves rich while their people starve. They don't want a two-state solution. They don't want to say, just leave us in the West Bank and give me part of Jerusalem and give me Gaza. That was offered to them. I was on the air when they pulled out Israelis from Gaza. They had no interest in leaving. They were there for generations. But they were told Gaza, according to the previous prime minister, Gaza, Ariel Sharon, was going to the Palestinians. No negotiation. Just give it to them. And they did. And they made it a terror haven. Terror haven. That's why they put up the barriers. People say, well, it was a human outdoor prison. It was not. And now that you've gotten in there and you saw that it looked like it, it looks terrible now, you understand what was going on. And if people were looking at the barrier that was there and thought, why are you creating that barrier between the two peoples, you saw what happened on October 7th. They breached the barrier and killed innocent people in the most horrific way possible. Here's more.
This rejection of a Jewish state not only applies to Hamas, it also applies to the so-called moderate Palestinian Authority. You should know that the Palestinian authorities pays terrorists to slay Jews. The more Jews the terrorists slay, the more the Palestinian Authority pays. The Palestinian Authority names its government buildings, its public squares, its schools, after the mass murderers of Jews, which they glorify as martyrs. They pay and glorify not just the killer of Jews, but also killers of Christians. Christians like Taylor Force, an American veteran who was brutally murdered in Israel by Palestinian terrorists.
Is there anything, is anybody challenging any of that? Yeah, you're right. I mean, when I saw the head of Hamas celebrating with his wife, there's a party? No. Because their kids were killed in battle. They thought, what an honor to have our kids killed in battle. And they were celebrating, like, look how lucky I am. I mean, that's the mentality that you're fighting. They don't like this life. They're waiting for the next one. Well, I have news for you. Most of the people I know kind of like this life and not waiting for the next one. And if they are going to get to the next one, they want it to be on our own account, not by some terrorist who thinks they're going to be martyred if they kill you. And that's what Israel deals with on a daily basis. If they listen to everyone, Hezbollah would still be intact. Syria would still have Assad. They still have a thriving nuclear program in Iran. Now we know if they do try to rebuild, it'll be blown up almost immediately. And that's just the way it is. Listen to the Brian Kilmeade Show. Don't forget, I'll be in Richmond tomorrow. I hope everyone can join me. At Richmond, Virginia, at Carpenter Theater. Go to BrianKilmeade.com. History, Liberty, and Laughs. Also streamed on Fox Nation. Don't move.
I'm Ed Evans, CEO of Consumer Cellular. We're a different kind of wireless company dedicated to serving people 50 and up, like me. Because let's face it, our needs are different. Big wireless unlimited plans are designed for 20-somethings, not us. At Consumer Cellular, we're focused on one thing, bringing you affordable, reliable rate plans that suit your needs, not ours. How do we do that? We start by using the same towers as the big guys, the exact same towers. We then create rate plans designed for your usage. The fact is, we can offer you an unlimited plan with the same network quality for less because we understand how you use wireless services. Our plans start at just $20 a month. And forget trying to chat with robots. You'll get 100% U.S.-based award-winning customer service when you need help. Come find out how wireless should be and join the millions who have made the switch.
Call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit consumercellular.com/fax. Plans include $5 credit for auto paying, e-billing, C-Site for additional facts.
Now, from the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
Yankee great Casey Stengel and Mickey Mantle testified before the Senate Antitrust and Monopoly Subcommittee hearing on baseball.
I was asking you, sir, why it is that baseball wants this bill passed.
I would say I wouldn't know, but I would say the reason why they'd want it passed is to keep baseball going as the highest baseball sport that has gone into baseball and from the baseball angle. I'm not going to speak of any other sport. I'm not in here to argue about other sports. I'm in the baseball business. It's been run cleaner than any baseball business that was ever put out in the 100 years at the present time.
Well, Mr. Mantle, do you have any observations with reference to the applicability of the antitrust laws to baseball? My views are just about the same as Casey's.
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from Town Hall. I'm Ron Taylor. President Trump is planning to deploy troops to Portland, Oregon.
Trump said he's authorizing full force if necessary to handle what he's calling domestic terrorists. The ICE facility in Portland has been the target of frequent demonstrations, sometimes leading to violent clashes. Some federal agents have been injured, and several protesters have been charged with assault. Haya Pinjwani, Washington.
Addressing the UN General Assembly, Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov says it wants to keep up peace talks with the U.S.
We have some hopes for the continuation of the Russian-American dialogue, especially after the summit in Alaska. In the approaches of the current U.S. administration, we see a desire not only to contribute to ways to realistically resolve the Ukrainian crisis, but also a desire to develop pragmatic cooperation without adopting an ideological stance.
New census data refutes the claim that America is systematically racist. Correspondent Ken Lorman crunches the numbers.
The statistics come from the new Census Bureau report on household incomes. It shows a rapid rise in incomes for Asian and Hispanic households over the past year, which continues a positive trend that dates back to the early 1980s. In fact, one statistic indicates that Asian households now make on average $120,000 a year, or one-third more income than white households do.
The report also discovered that immigrants now make almost as much money as native-born Americans. President Trump plans to meet with the top four congressional leaders at the White House on Monday, one day before the deadline to fund the federal government or face a shutdown. The meeting involving House Speaker Mike Johnson and Senate Majority Leader John Thune, as well as other Democratic leaders, was confirmed earlier today. News and analysis at townhall.com.
You know, life moves fast. Staying sharp, focused, and clear-headed isn't always easy. That's why the same company that brings us Relief Factor has developed something brand new, Think Factor. Think Factor is made to help you think clearer and perform better daily. It's a powerful blend of nutrients that unlock mental clarity and precision, nurture your memory, and boost your attention. With Think Factor, brain power and performance finally meet for lasting daily results. Supercharge your memory and mental sharpness. Your brain is your most valuable asset, powering your creativity, focus, and daily performance. If you're feeling mentally foggy or not recalling things as quickly as you used to, Think Factor could be just what you need to reclaim your cognitive edge. I am so thrilled with the results I personally have received from Think Factor. I'm thinking clearer and better than ever. If you've ever thought, I wish I could be more clear, more focused, try Think Factor today. Call 800-4-RELIEF, 800-4-RELIEF, or visit relieffactor.com to learn more and order Think Factor. Think Factor. Think clearer, perform better daily.
New digital ID cards are coming to the UK.
Prime Minister Keir Starmer has announced British citizens and permanent residents will have to produce a mandatory digital identification card in order to get work. The plan will help reduce unauthorised immigration by making it harder for people to work in the underground economy. It will also make it simpler for people to access healthcare, welfare, childcare and other public services. Britain has not had compulsory identity cards for ordinary citizens since shortly after World War II. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
A study from William Paterson University in New Jersey, published with support from the CDC, has found the world's healthiest food. That food is the vegetable watercress. Researchers analyzed dozens of food against 17 essential nutrients, including fiber, protein, and iron, and vitamins like C, E, and K, and they found that 100 grams of watercress delivers 100% of the recommended value. More at townhall.com. A rally for a popular Indian actor and politician turned tragic. We have more on this devastating story from Haya Pinjwami reporting on the deadly stampede in India.
A stampede at a political rally in southern India has killed more than 35 people and injured 40. The health minister in the southern Indian state of Tamil Nadu says a stampede at a rally for popular actor and politician Vijay has killed at least 36 people and injured 40 others. The minister told the AP that the victims were dead by the time they were taken to a hospital, but the injured were stable. Indian media reports say that the stampede was triggered when a group of Vijay supporters and fans fell while trying to get close to his bus. I'm Haya Pinjwani.
The United Nations has reimposed sanctions on Iran over its nuclear program. Last-minute diplomacy failed at the UN that took effect Sunday at midnight. More at townhall.com.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
studios in Midtown Manhattan. It's the fastest growing radio talk show. Brian Kilmeade.
Hi, everyone. So glad you're there. Brian Kilmeade Show coming to you from Midtown Manhattan, where just across town, President Prime Minister Netanyahu just wrapped up, I think it's about a 45-minute speech at the United Nations, where all the Arab nations seemingly walked out. A lot of other nations did, too, to send a message. I don't want to listen. I don't know. Congratulations. You go to the United Nations to speak and to speak your mind, but you can't hear it. If you can't hear it, how are you going to know what you think of it? But good luck with the symbolism. This hour, we're going to be joined by Josh Krashauer, and he is standing by. And there's a lot of other things going on, too. The President of the United States is heading to the Ryder Cup in Bethpage, Long Island. He knows players on both teams, and you know what? It's pretty universal. The golfers seem to just love him. Bottom of the hour, Trey Gowdy on the Comey indictment. So let's get to the big three.
Number three.
I think what we see in front of us, the challenges are finish Hamas in Gaza. Keep their foot on Hezbollah. They've conducted over 1,000 attacks. They will not let them build capabilities in southern Lebanon again. That's never going to happen.
There you go. Jack Keane, fresh off a visit to Israel. Their prime minister took center stage. Why it's more important than ever that we help IDF finish off Hamas.
Number two.
Radical left rhetoric. The radical left is causing the problem. They're out of control. They're saying things, and they're really dumb people.
They're dumb, and they don't care, it seems, about safety. Got to stop the political attacks on ICE. And certain Dems are ones who have been inflaming the rhetoric as more deadly encounters take place, not with illegal immigrants. That's tough enough. But with organized protesters, and it looks like this White House want to unwind who's behind it.
Number one.
I woke up in the middle of the night on Monday night because it didn't dawn on me originally that there might be corroboration for our conversation. There might be a tape. And my judgment was I needed to get that out into the public square. And so I asked a friend of mine to share the content of the memo with a reporter.
These explanations are so crazy. It's led to his indictment. James Comey, the first FBI director ever to be indicted by a grand jury, and he's indicted on two charges. Why I even think if he doesn't get convicted, it's still a win for justice. And we'll begin with Josh Krashauer. Josh, not a big surprise that Comey's indicted. It's a one-page indictment. It's very simple, very direct. The experts say it's going to be hard to prove. I'll talk to Trey about that. What's the ripple effect in Washington?
Oh, I think it's going to have massive political implications, and I think this may actually even overshadow the other big story in Washington about the possibility and perhaps likelihood of a government shutdown at the end of the month. Look, Trump can often be his own worst enemy, and the charges in the indictment, as I understand them, are, and I've listened to all the legal experts like Jonathan Turley on Fox News to kind of offer some expertise on this, but it stems from his testimony back in 2020 to Senator Ted Cruz about leaks that that were inconsistent with his testimony and what his deputy McCabe had said, and that's what the indictment, you know, the claim that he was not being truthful under oath is at the heart of one of the charges. It does seem like that's a you know, there's a lot of reasons to criticize Comey. Lord knows he does not have many friends, Democrats, Republicans alike, for his sanctimonious style, for his behind-the-scenes machinations with Russiagate. But as far as the charges presented, everyone I've talked to have suggested there's not a whole lot of there. And I think the big question I have is that the very respected conservative head of the Virginia Circuit Court, in Siebert, resigned because he didn't think the charges were there, and there was a lot of political pressure that Trump, as himself, telegraphed. So, look, we saw this with Kimmel. Like, you know, a lot, Trump almost became his worst enemy because he said he wanted to, you know, get Kimmel fired. I don't think the president should be involved in those issues. I think that's generally overreach, and the fact that Trump tweeted out or put a Truth Social out in the aftermath of the Comey indictment, kind of expressing the same glee about this situation, I think is also you could hurt the case. So I listened to Jonathan Turley and a lot of the legal experts for the legal analysis, but politically, this has really You know, people are kind of in their corners politically, but I think this has raised some questions about the pursuit of power in the executive branch.
Josh, he doesn't have any friends in the Democratic side either. You know, so it's very interesting. Kimmel is loved by every liberal because he does nothing against Republicans. By the way, we're watching the President of the United States. We'll bring back these comments about the board Marine One with Kai, his granddaughter, fantastic golfer, going to play golf in college, already committed. They're flying out to Bethpage, and he's going to follow around Bryson DeChambeau, which is going to be fascinating. So that's just a side note. I just want to keep you up to date on what's happening. But on this note, the one thing that I think is going to be interesting, you and I follow this, and most people in this building follow this. There's a lot of people that just unplugged from what happened, that you had a group of people, and I'm not saying you agree with this, but I'm going to tell you what I know. A group of people who, when Trump won, went out of their way to try to destroy his presidency. And they put this thing together in order to make it look like some Russia collusion. And along the way, the FBI director was right in the middle of it. But when asked about all of it, the Steele dossier, or Hillary Clinton behind the Steele dossier, when asked about if Donald Trump was colluded and what kind of proof he had, he doesn't know anything. I'll give you an example. And also the leaking to the press of information about sensitive things to do with the case. If he's leaking to the press, that's part of the indictment, which FBI shouldn't be doing. Listen to a little of this. For example, with Brett Baer when he's on his book tour, Cut 7.
Do you ever try to find out?
Who leaked an unclassified public document? No.
Did you inform the president-elect at the time what you knew about how it was funded or who was behind it?
No, I did not.
Did you inform him that Christopher Steele had been fired by the FBI?
No.
Or that he had lied?
No, and I didn't know those things at that time anyway.
Cut 6, Ted Cruz.
On May 3rd, 2017, in this committee, Chairman Grassley asked you point blank, quote, "Have you ever been an anonymous source in news reports about matters relating to the Trump investigation or the Clinton investigation?" You responded under oath, quote, "Never." He then asked you, quote, "Have you ever authorized someone else at the FBI to be an anonymous source in news reports about the Trump investigation or the Clinton administration?" You responded again under oath, "No." Now, as you know, Mr. McCabe, who works for you, has publicly and repeatedly stated that he leaked information to the Wall Street Journal and that you were directly aware of it and that you directly authorized it. What Mr. McCabe is saying and what you testified to this committee cannot both be true. One or the other is false. Who's telling the truth?
I can only speak to my testimony. I stand by what the testimony you summarized that I gave in May of 2017.
So your testimony is you've never authorized anyone to leak. And Mr. McCabe, if he says contrary, is not telling the truth. Is that correct?
Again, I'm not going to characterize Andy's testimony, but mine is the same today.
See, he's clearly lying. Not many people indict themselves and say, "I was wrong. I did this. I made a mistake, Andy McCabe." And by the way, who knew about it? James Comey knew about it. So you're saying Andy McCabe made up a story where he's guilty? I mean, that would be the first in the history of spy novels.
So James Comey has a long record of being very slippery, of being an operator behind the scenes, leaking to the press, saying one thing and doing things behind the scenes to advance his interests. You could also listen, when you listen to that exchange, Brian, very lawyerly language. Like he didn't actually get to the answer of the question. He kind of, you know, "My belief is, you know, I'm not aware of it." That's why I think the legal case is a lot more difficult.
Yeah.
And why there was a real hesitation within DOJ to prosecute, because James Comey is very slippery. He is an operator, a beltway operator who knows how to play these games. And look, a lot of people who come before Congress who testify under oath use those same games. I mean, that's sort of the nature of this town. So, you know, it's very unusual, and I could hear that language, that slippery language, and Ted Cruz really had him to rights, but you could hear that very bureaucratic language, lawyerly language. And I think it's politically problematic. It doesn't speak well of his character in that situation. But at the same time, like, to prosecute, to send someone to jail for that is pretty unprecedented, and I think that's the distinction.
I have literally 3 pages of sound, and I don't want to do the whole segment on this, Josh. So I wanted the Prime Minister, and you write for the Jewish Insider. So the Prime Minister of Israel just took to the podium, and dozens of countries walked out. It was a huge number. I mean, some of them have big delegations. He walked out, and his speech is basically this is what we've done because of October 7th. And this is what we've done since. And we're not stopping. What do you think, what kind of impact does the Prime Minister have on this delegation? How much pressure is he under to end the Gaza City operation and end this thing once and for all?
Well, look, he was not in a friendly venue because the UN is a hotbed of anti-Israel sentiment, in fact.
Always has been.
Many of the delegates walked out, and that generated its own kind of scene in the hallways. Look, a lot of the themes that the Prime Minister talked about were things I've heard before. You know, he's given a lot of this, you know, spent a lot of time focusing on the same issues before that very body. I mean, he did focus about the successes that Israel had in defeating enemies, not just of Israel, but of Western civilization, the terrorist groups like Hamas, Assad's regime in Syria, Hezbollah, Iranian, the strikes. He credited Trump very effusively for helping out, taking out the, you know, helping to create the Iranian nuclear program. I think the big question is what you allude to, Brian. What is the next step? How do you define victory? What is the next step? How do you rebuild Gaza after Hamas is defeated? And that you didn't hear a whole lot of details. That's sort of the big question hanging out there. I know Trump, you know, he's been a stalwart supporter of the Prime Minister, a stalwart supporter of Israel. But, you know, I'm sure Steve Witkoff and the president have had conversations about what is the goals? When is the war going to end? What is it going to take to defeat Hamas? And then what is the next day going to look like? And those are the tougher questions for Israel to deal with. And Netanyahu is in a little more of a trickier political pickle when it comes to dealing with those issues.
So, Josh, I'm going to bring you to ICE. I personally believe you can't pick and choose law enforcement agencies that you like. You like ATF? Oh, you do. Okay, fine. You like the cops? You like the local cops? You like the state cops? Do you like the Border Patrol? What do you think? Do you like the FBI? Well, no, tell me. Either you're for law enforcement, knowing that they don't walk on water, they're human beings, or you're not. So they decide that ICE are a bunch of villains, horrible people who go through the military academy, get elite training, and try to take illegal immigrants off the streets, the worst first. Listen to some of this rhetoric. Cut 37.
Donald Trump's modern-day Gestapo is scooping folks up off the street,
running around our communities like masked bank robbers, terrorizing women.
When I talked about what terrorism looks like, this is it.
When I see ICE, I see slave patrols.
So you get it. You get it. And now we have a shooter on top of a building, just randomly trying to kill as many ICE agents as possible. You see what's happening in Chicago. You see the problems they've had in California doing their job. And these Democrats, and I've got to say it, if there were Republicans doing it on somebody, I would tell you. But these are Democrats who feel as though this is a political winner and don't seem to care that they're inciting violence. How do you wrap your head around this, or do you think I'm overstating it?
No, I think there's legitimate criticisms you can make of certain individuals or certain cases, but the whole attack on ICE, it goes way back. I mean, it goes long before the most recent episodes. You know, really goes back to the first months of the Trump administration, where the notion of immigration enforcement itself was somehow deemed illegitimate by the far left. And there's a whole radical kind of panoply of slogans. And you hear at these protests and these radical groups, and anti-ICE is sort of the top of the list for what these people who adopt a whole lot of radical positions really embrace. So look, it's not a coincidence that you see, you know, not clearly the shooter in Dallas embraced this ideology. He, this shooting was planned apparently months in advance. So this guy wasn't just, you know, mentally. He really had been searching and had a deep-seated worldview, and that was clear in his intention. So, you know, this is the kind of, I think it was Tim Walz who has been saying all kinds of outlandish things in recent months. That is not the kind of rhetoric that wins Democrats the middle America back. That's not the kind of rhetoric that's going to help them win the White House back in 2028. And look, when you criticize individual cases, fine. I mean, that's legitimate. But when you're actually, you know, condemning an entire agency, many of whom are doing their jobs very, very well and living by kind of their patriotic duty, that is something that turns off a whole lot of Americans, and it's not politically wise.
Right, even though, you know, the scooping up of illegal immigrants in our country, not as popular as sealing the border. Sealing the border is outrageously popular. But the other thing, you know, you go in and you 7 out of every 10 are criminals. Now, there's a lot, like Venezuela and Cuba don't report to the Interpol. So we don't even know what they are. So we're going to get them out by intelligence and operations and not cooperating. But it seems like Gavin Newsom, they're not pulling back even after Dallas. I think it's extremely dangerous.
And part of the challenge, I mean, just as far as immigration policy goes, is the Biden administration essentially opened the border. I mean, for several years in the Biden administration, they basically allowed anyone to come in without any real enforcement at all until they realized this was really massively unpopular. So you do have a sizable number of people in this country here illegally recently, and not for years, but within the last couple of years that are here illegally. And look, I think the Trump administration has a legal duty to deport people who are here illegally. It gets a little more politically problematic when people are married, have kids, have families, have been here for many years. Mm-hmm. I think that's a dicier political situation and moral situation. But the problem was really invited by the Biden administration when they just opened the doors and legalized people who did not wait in line, did not do things legally, and it's created a massive problem that needs to be fixed.
It did, and it's one more maddening. They denied it in real time. They don't know what you're talking about. It's impossible. It's migration. We have climate change is forcing people to leave their homes. Josh Krasshour, thanks so much. There's at least five main stories every single day in this Trump era. It's amazing, Josh. Thanks so much. All right. We'll bring you the latest from the United Nations, the latest from the president's trip over to the Ryder Cup in Bethpage, Long Island, and take your calls next.
Politics, current events, and news that affects you. Brian's got a lot more to say. Stay with Brian Kilmeade.
Hey, I'm Mike Slater. My dad passed away at the age of 63. It's out of nowhere. Had a stroke. Super hard, obviously, for the whole family, but my dad had life insurance. This is why I have life insurance for my family, for my wife and four kids. And the best place to get life insurance is ethos.com because you can do it in 10 minutes. And there's no medical exam and no blood test, just a few health questions. Get life insurance in 10 minutes so your family is protected. Ethos, E-T-H-O-S, ethos.com/Mike.
The guru of gutter protection himself, Chris Cunahan, president of Leaf Filter, is here to take your most pressing leaf-related questions.
Hey, everybody, Chris here. I understand we have Ron on the line. Ron, where are you calling from?
Uh-oh. Ron, are you calling from a ladder?
Well, I was. I wanted to ask Chris what I need to do to get my gutters ready to have Leaf Filter installed.
Oh, Ron, you don't have to do anything. A Leaf Filter Trusted Pro will come out and clean out your gutters, realign and seal your gutters, and install Leaf Filter, America's number one gutter protection system.
So I didn't need to get on this ladder?
Ron, Leaf Filter Trusted Pros are in your neighborhood and ready to help. Just visit leaffilter.com/deal to schedule your free gutter inspection and get up to 30% off.
Thank goodness. What was that site?
That's leaffilter.com/deal for your free gutter inspection today. See representative for warranty details. Promotion is 20% off plus a 10% senior or military discount. One discount per household.
Are you having trouble hearing? Hearing loss can devastate the quality of your life. Now, there's an affordable fix for you or your loved one. Rated the best hearing aids of 2025 by Forbes Health, Audion Hearing has the highest quality hearing aids at the lowest prices, starting at just $98 a pair.
I actually like them better than my old $5,000 hearing aids.
I could not believe how my hearing and life changed.
Join over 1 million happy customers by going to audionhearing.com. That's AudienHearing.com.
It's Fox Wheels.
After an incentive-fueled surge in Q2, car buying traffic declined in Q3, along with dealer profitability, when new vehicle inventory rose sharply, with overall new car market prices trending up to about $50,000 into September. Used car prices also seeing gains. There has been increased interest in EVs for now. That ahead of the expiration of federal tax credits by the end of September. The Trump administration is making it easier for autonomous vehicle technology companies like Tesla and Waymo to move ahead with their advanced robo-taxi systems, removing some requirements that are meant for human-controlled vehicles. The Department of Transportation and Highway Traffic Safety Administration now proposing some new rules aimed at relaxing mandates that make it hard for cars without manual controls like brake pedals, steering wheels, and gear shift levers to take the roads. That's Fox Wheels. I'm Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
This is
Smith House Call for Health. We recently talked about hot summers and the importance of staying hydrated. But there's a wearable hydration monitor that could help prevent heat stroke. Researchers at the University of Texas Austin developing a non-invasive device that continuously measures hydration levels in real time and then transmits that info wirelessly to a smartphone. Study leader Professor Nanshu Liu says dehydration is a silent threat that affects millions of people every day. And the monitor empowers individuals to take proactive steps to stay healthy and perform at their best. Fox News Digital says the sensors use a method called bioimpedance, which sends a small, safe electrical current through the body via strategically placed electrodes. But like always, the best way to stay hydrated, be sure to drink plenty of fluids, especially during those summer scorchers. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health, I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
Now, from the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
One of the forgotten players in the Watergate scandal that brought down the Nixon administration was Democrat Speaker of the House Carl Albert of Oklahoma. Standing only 5'4", he was known as the Little Giant from Little Dixie. In 1992, Albert recalled meeting future presidents Nixon and Kennedy on his first day of Congress.
Nixon walked across from the Republican side of the aisle and shook hands with me and asked me if he had a college contest somewhere in the high school, and I won that one. And he asked me if I was the one who won that contest. I said, yes. He said, well, he tried out for it later on, but he didn't get that far. John Kennedy came over to me and introduced himself, and he said, are you the Oklahoma boy that was a Rhodes Scholar? I said, yes. He said, well, I met several Rhodes Scholars. So I met them both the first day.
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk.
That's getting you talking. You're with Brian Kilmeade.
It's looking like we have a deal on Gaza. And we'll let you know. I think it's a deal that will get the hostages back. It's going to be a deal that will end the war. It's going to be a deal which is going to be peace. I think we have a deal. That'll be number 8, Peter. Not there.
And you've talked to Peter Ducey and said that. And welcome back, everybody. The President of the United States just leaving en route to the Ryder Cup on Long Island, New York. And he gave a bunch of answers to whatever they threw out at him with Kai, his granddaughter, over his left shoulder. And he said, we might have a deal on Gaza. Now, we've heard that before, but Trump doesn't just throw that out. It could fall apart. But Witkoff was scrambling yesterday. And I do know that earlier over the weekend, I was contacted that the Hamas was trying to go directly to President Trump. I don't know if that went through, if this is part of that. But and I agree with Mark Levin, who's as connected to both leaders as anybody in the country, in the world. And he said, three things have to happen. Israel security's got to be paramount. Number two, Hamas has got to go, and all the hostages got to get out. That's it. I mean, they are so beat up and destroyed right now that they have trouble even communicating with each other. And I worry about the health of the hostages, let alone what they're trying to do, but what they might do by mistake with the hostages. So, listen, we'll have it all. Trey Gowdy's going to break down the Comey indictment, and we're going to find out what he thinks legally and who's the James Comey he knows, who he questioned many, many times. You listen to the Brian Kilmeade Show. Don't move.
spot. Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, or North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
Smoke and sap, dirt and grime, leaves and pollen, and even bugs. Just a few things that can possibly damage your vehicle's paint over time, causing it to pit, fade, and oxidize, basically ruining your paint job. Quick and Clean Car Wash can help. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading invites you to stop by and enjoy their all-cloth car wash. What it take the time to pre-wash and hand-scrub your car or truck. Quick and Clean Car Wash also offers car wash packages. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit SimpsonU.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6:05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6:05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
When you have a workers' compensation case, the insurance companies and adjusters are not on your side. Speak with an attorney to be sure you're not missing out on the benefits that you need and are entitled to. Workers' compensation is complicated. Gorman Law can help you turn a bad situation into a new opportunity. Call us at 530-262-2168, 530-262-2168, or schedule a free consultation online at GormanCompLaw.com.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Join Aaron and Bill for We the People Radio, Sundays, noon until 2.
It's conservative talk radio with a liberal dose of humor. Get the whole story from experts around the world delivering facts rather than opinion.
Missed a show? Busy at noon? No problem. Listen to our free archives when you have time. No commercial interruptions or download restrictions. We the People Radio.
.us.
You'll make
a pretty easy case because, look, he lied. You saw my truth today. He lied. It was yes, no. He didn't say, well, in my opinion, he didn't do a lot of things that maybe he should have, but I don't think he could because he lied. That was a very important question that he was asked. And he wanted to be specific, but he didn't. The only thing that happened to him, he didn't think he'd get caught.
And that is the President of the United States with the chopper in the background en route to his golf tournament, which I know my next guest would love to attend, the Ryder Cup, with his tie over his left shoulder, the President answering all questions. First off, what we told you, he has indicated that there might be a deal for the hostages. My fingers are crossed, and we all hope that indeed happens as long as Hamas no longer is in power. But number two, he's talking about James Comey's indictment. So in case you do not know, federal prosecutors in Virginia have charged Comey with obstruction of justice and making false statements, according to a person familiar with the development who was granted anonymity to discuss the sensitive matter. Evidently, they went in for three charges. They got two. Comey has answered back. What about the chances of this case being successful, and should he be indicted at all? Trey Gowdy did a lot of the questioning with James Comey and was scratching his head through a lot of it. The former chairman of the House Oversight Committee and Government, but most importantly now host of Sunday Night in America with Trey Gowdy, Sundays at 9 o'clock. Trey, welcome back.
Hey, Brian. How are you?
Good. First off, I know you want to be talking golf, or at least be watching. But number two, just on the Comey indictment, I know Andy McCarthy, a guy we really like, doesn't think that he should have been indicted. Do you?
Yes, I do. I have great respect for Andy. If the charge were whether or not Jim Comey has lied, period, you would have no trouble whatsoever getting a jury of 12, regardless of jurisdiction, to convict him. But indictments don't work that way. They're very particular. I actually had a conversation last night with the senator who asked the questions on the count that was what we call no build. In other words, the grand jury did not vote to go forward on that one. You can guess who that is, the senior senator from South Carolina. I find that, you know, the criminal justice system, I think, frustrates a lot of people, even those of us that were in it. Of all the things that Jim Comey did, all the things, and I just wrote out a long list of things, because you're right, I had to deal with him a lot until he got fired. The fact that he is being prosecuted for lying about whether or not he leaked or authorized a leak, I think Andy's point, I guess, and Andy doesn't need me to speak for him, I would not want my case to rise and fall on the credibility of Andy McCabe. So you do have a conflict. McCabe says something did not happen or did happen. Comey says it did not. I would not want to go into court with Andy McCabe as my star witness because he's just as disingenuous as Jim Comey. But as a member of the public, which is what I am now, there has to be accountability. And Comey did more damage to the FBI than any criminal defendant could ever think about doing throughout his or her career.
It's true. And what you're referring to, the fact is, Andy McCabe said, yeah, I did leak to the press. And they said, did James Comey know about it? He goes, yes. And they said, well, and Comey came back and said, I didn't leak to the press, and I don't really know what Andy McCarthy's, what Andy's talking about. So I want to bring this exchange front and center. It's James Comey and Susan Collins. Cut one.
Did you show copies of your memos to anyone outside of the Department of Justice?
Yes.
And to whom did you show copies?
I asked, President tweeted on Friday after I got fired that I better hope there's not tapes. I woke up in the middle of the night on Monday night, because it didn't dawn on me originally, that there might be corroboration for our conversation. There might be a tape. And my judgment was I needed to get that out into the public square. And so I asked a friend of mine to share the content of the memo with a reporter. Didn't do it myself for a variety of reasons, but I asked him to because I thought that might prompt the appointment of a special counsel. And so I asked a close friend of mine to do it.
What the hell is he talking about? Like, why? What do you mean? I have to get these tapes out to somebody else. So you're leaking out classified documents to exonerate yourself because the president's going to have a tape? I listened to this three or four times. What is he saying?
Yeah, I know exactly what he's saying. He used a law professor friend of his to get, because we had a hard time getting those memos, but we got to read them all. So go back in time. Jim Comey is meeting with the man that kept him, even though he should not have, Donald Trump, as the FBI director, memorializing all of these conversations as soon as he gets back in his car. So he now it's so ironic to look back on it now, Brian. He did everything in his power to keep Donald Trump from becoming president.
Yep.
I don't think anybody would disagree with that. From Peter Strzok, Lisa Page, FISA, everything he could. Trump decides to keep him anyway. And his, you know, reward, his gratitude to Trump is that he goes and memorializes every conversation that he had with him in a memo. And he wanted, look, the Bureau is notorious for leaking. I mean, that's true even in local cases. Gosh, it's true on national cases. And they usually go to the New York Times. I even know which reporter they usually go to. I mean, I won't name him. I guess it's not his fault that that's who they pick. But they, I know who they go to. And so what he was trying to do was color public opinion even back then. This is after Trump had won. So try to keep him from winning. Even after he won, this whole intelligence community assessment with Brennan, I mean, that's the thing that really makes my hair stand up even more than it normally does, is there was a real missed opportunity to go after Brennan. I mean, Brennan just bold-faced lied in the middle of a House Intel Committee
about
meeting
what?
About whether or not they relied on the dossier, but the time passed. So there's so many lies to choose from Comey, but you just played Susan Collins. You got Ted Cruz asking about the leak. You got Lindsey Graham asking about a memo he got from John Ratcliffe. You know, the Biden DOJ, that's when the window was after Biden took office, because you only get 5 years to bring this. So the lie that Brennan told me was in 2018. So that window's closed to hold him accountable for that. And I think that's what people are so frustrated about is, number one, why do we have a statute of limitations? Number two, is this really the best you – all the things Jim Comey did, this is the best you can come up with is whether or not he or Andy McCabe is telling the truth.
Right. And the thing is, you didn't know what you know now. You didn't know that Brennan's on the record saying, you know, the dossier, he was challenged. I'll just paraphrase. Say, you know, this is, you know, we can't verify this. He goes, yes, but doesn't it sound true? Really? You're the CIA director. Doesn't it sound true? Are you listening to music? Or are you trying to get to the facts? Here's a little of the exchange with Brett Baer, because this guy kept going on book tours after he escaped prosecution, and he thought he was in the free, you know, free and clear. Cut eight.
So the story of that briefing leaks out almost immediately after you do it. CNN and others run the story of this unverified dossier. Did you or your subordinates leak that?
No.
Did James Clapper?
No, not to my knowledge. No.
John Brennan?
I don't know who leaked it. I had no part in any leaking of it. It was about 4 or 5 days later that it leaked, but I remember because President-elect called me about it.
Did you ever try to find out?
Who leaked an unclassified public document? No.
Did you inform the president-elect at the time what you knew about how it was funded or who was behind it?
No, I did not.
Did you inform him that Christopher Steele had been fired by the FBI?
No.
Or that he had lied?
No, and I didn't know those things at that time anyway.
Come on, you don't
not
know
true.
These things?
Not true. Not true. Most of what he said in that interview with Brett was not true. We were able to figure out who, so there's a guy named James Baker, who was general counsel for the FBI and a Comey acolyte. I mean, in the fall of 2016, both before and after the election, the Bureau was actively leaking to left-leaning media outlets trying to either influence the election or do exactly what they did, which is cast a cloud over Donald Trump's presidency. And the shame of it all, Brian, is they did. They were successful
yep.
with a really big assist from the media at casting a cloud. And you know Donald Trump pretty well. You know him better than I do, but I know him well enough to know this is not just about politics with him. These were some really awful personal allegations
oh, yeah.
that you're going to get asked about by your wife and your children. So imagine having your child, I don't care who you are, Donald Trump or Donald Jones, having your children ask you, is this stuff true about a Moscow hotel? And anyone who knows Donald Trump, he doesn't want you talking while he's eating. He certainly is not going to do. He doesn't know what a golden shower is. We had to tell him. He doesn't have a clue what that is. The guy's a germ freak. You think he's going to let somebody do that to him? I mean, I don't want to gross your listeners out, but that's a pretty gross thing to do. But that's what Christopher Steele came up with. And now what we know, paid for by the Clinton campaign, laundered through a law firm, relying on unreliable sources. And if Jim Comey did not know that his bureau had fired Christopher Steele as an informant, then what was he doing? We all knew that he'd been fired because he didn't follow FBI protocol, and then that's when they did the end run and tried to get the information to Bruce Orr via his wife and Fusion GPS. And that's what makes people want to set their hair on fire, is Durham took forever to come up with nothing. So here we are left.
But did uncover some things, right? He did uncover some things. I thought that
he uncovered some things, but it didn't result in any consequences, and he lost most of his trials.
Yeah.
I mean, he lost more trials in like a month than I lost in my career.
So a couple of things, Trey, and you're going to kill me for saying this because I didn't go to law school. If you can expose this information and see him say, I don't recall, and a jury says, okay, not guilty, at least the world or the country will be forced to pay attention. And the half that just listens to Jimmy Kimmel and Rachel Maddow will go, who don't like Comey anyway, because of what they think he did to Hillary Clinton, will go, what the hell? At one point, they're going to go, a reasonable person will go, what the hell was going on with this guy? There's no way any of this is true. And how dare you go to this length to undermine the presidency and deny it? The problem is no one ever met someone like Donald Trump, who was never going to quit. He was never going to stop. He was going to buck all tradition, comment on a case while it's happening, almost fire Robert Mueller in the middle of an investigation, and then ultimately get exonerated because he didn't do anything. So that's why I think they won by doing this, because it's going to force him to lawyer up. I want him uncomfortable. Number two, he's going to be forced to testify or not testify. People are going to have to talk about this case again. And I want them to understand, whatever you think of Trump and that upset election that you didn't think was possible, he legitimately won, and he was legitimately undermined for 2.5 years. And guess what? Our country was hurt. That's what bothers me the most.
Irreparably hurt. And the reputation of certain entities that we rely upon, the DOJ. I mean, I'm sitting here reading these articles this morning that Jim Comey's some kind of martyr. Democrats wanted to string him up, what, 6-7 years ago?
Oh, yeah.
The only reason they changed their minds is because he went after. Little did we know, while he was inserting himself in the Hillary Clinton campaign, he was doing that times 100 with Donald Trump. And then he has the audacity to write a book that we should all ascribe to his higher form of loyalty or fidelity or honor. I the media, they made a conscious decision in 2016 that the end justifies the means. And they really didn't care whether or not the Steele dossier was accurate or not. I was actually talking to Lindsay yesterday. I said, Lindsay, have you ever looked at the FBI efforts to corroborate the Steele dossier? And he said yes, but Devin sent me to do it. You know their number one piece of corroboration? It was a guy named Sidney Blumenthal in a newspaper article. The world's greatest law enforcement agency, in quotes, is using Sidney Blumenthal, a stooge for Hillary Clinton, and newspaper articles to verify the allegations of a guy named Christopher Steele, who they had already fired. I agree with you. Even if it's a not guilty verdict, look, it's hard to get a conviction, Brian. You got to get 12 people to agree beyond a reasonable doubt. Even if they say, you know what, we think he lied, you're not going to get a conviction. Even if they say, we're pretty sure he lied, you're not going to get a conviction. Beyond a reasonable doubt. But to your point, you have if you have probable cause and you have a realistic possibility, then I think you can make the argument that you have an obligation to go forward.
Trey, who's going to be on your show this week?
I am going, well, it's been shuffled now thanks to the indictment.
Yep.
I'm going to have the worst lawyer I know, Lindsey Graham, come on. I'm going to have Dusty Johnson, whom I love, a congressman from South Dakota. We're going to cover the shutdown drama. We're going to cover crime. We're going to cover the shooting in ICE. Isn't it amazing, Brian, how fast news
it's amazing.
Changes?
Oh, you're kidding. Oh, my goodness, I know.
3 days ago, we were talking about a targeted shooting in Dallas of an ICE agent, and now we're talking about Jim Comey. And you're a more, you know, you're a huge consumer of information, more so than I am. I'm watching us miss a bunch of putts in the Ryder Cup. But the notion that Jim Comey is somehow a martyr for justice. Do you remember when he was on his book tour? Now, he interviewed Brett, but he also admitted that he did something to Donald Trump and Mike Flynn that he never would have tried with Barack Obama. If you want to know what Jim Comey is like and the damage he did to our justice system, go watch that interview. Because the lady is blindfolded for a reason. And for him to admit that he treated Trump worse and differently than he would President Obama tells you all you need to know. And why, quite candidly, if he had to do it all over again, Donald Trump never would have retained Jim Comey.
Absolutely.
He wouldn't have replaced him with Andy McCabe. And he probably wouldn't have picked Jeff Sessions.
Yeah, real quick, and this is a final thought, Trey. If I found out that Donald Trump, if Donald Trump loses to a, if the next president is a Democrat, if Donald Trump spends the next, in 2028, spends 4 months trying to undermine that Democrat, I'd be just as angry. I'm telling you, it's not the American way. You don't do that.
I don't think he will do it because the CIA director and some others that I know in his administration would never allow it.
Exactly.
John Brennan and John Ratcliffe are as different as the East and West.
Trey, I can't wait for your show on Sunday at 9.
Yours either, brother.
I'll try not to drop the ball at 10. You got it. Trey Gowdy, thanks so much. Back in a moment.
It's Brian Kilmeade. Life insurance. Why are you putting it off? Can't afford it? Too much hassle? Think you don't need it? There's lots of excuses for putting off life insurance. But if you weren't there, who would pay the mortgage and other bills? With Ethos, you could be covered in 10 minutes and boom, family protected. Ethos, fast and easy online term life insurance. Up to $2 million in coverage with no medical exam. Some policies as low as a dollar a day. Answer a few health questions and get your free quote at ethos.com/term. That's ethos.com/term.
Are you having trouble hearing? Hearing loss can devastate the quality of your life. Now, there's an affordable fix for you or your loved one. Rated the best hearing aids of 2025 by Forbes Health, Audion Hearing has the highest quality hearing aids at the lowest prices, starting at just $98 a pair.
I actually like them better than my old $5,000 hearing aids.
I could not believe how my hearing and life changed.
Join over 1 million happy customers by going to audionhearing.com. That's AudienHearing.com.
The guru of gutter protection himself, Chris Cunahan, president of Leaf Filter, is here to take your most pressing leaf-related questions.
Hey, everybody, Chris here. I understand we have Ron on the line. Ron, where are you calling from?
Uh-oh. Ron, are you calling from a ladder?
Well, I was. I wanted to ask Chris what I need to do to get my gutters ready to have Leaf Filter installed.
Oh, Ron, you don't have to do anything. A Leaf Filter trusted pro will come out and clean out your gutters, realign and seal your gutters, and install Leaf Filter, America's number one gutter protection system.
So I didn't need to get on this ladder?
Ron, Leaf Filter trusted pros are in your neighborhood and ready to help. Just visit leaffilter.com/deal to schedule your free gutter inspection and get up to 30% off.
Thank goodness. What was that site?
That's leaffilter.com/deal for your free gutter inspection today. See representative for warranty details. Promotion is 20% off plus a 10% senior or military discount. One discount per household.
I'm Emily Campagno, and I'm taking you inside the Idaho murders. In Moscow, Idaho, a small college town, one case so violent and heartbreaking shocked the nation. Four students were found brutally murdered in their off-campus home, prompting a cross-country search for the cold-blooded killer. The Fox True Crime Podcast presents Inside the Idaho Murders, the evidence, the manhunt, the killer, and the victims.
Listen and follow now at foxtruecrime.com. Every weekday, it's your go-to source for staying informed and entertained. The Fox News Primetime Highlights Podcast, offering a curated selection of the most impactful moments of the Ingram Angle, Jesse Waters Primetime, Hannity, and Gutfeld. Listen and follow now so you never miss a moment of the action-packed highlights from these must-watch Fox News Channel shows. Go to foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you listen to podcasts. America's listening to Fox News.
You never know who might be taking the quiz.
I'm Clay Aiken.
I am Dre DeMatteo.
Hey, everybody, it's Billy Baldwin.
Hey, everyone, it's Patricia Heaton.
Hey, everyone, I'm Nicole Polizzi.
Hey, everyone, it's Candace Bushnell.
Hey, everyone, it's Henry Golding.
Hey, everyone, it's Zachary Levi.
Hey, everybody, it's Kevin Nealon, and it's time to take the quiz.
Five questions in less than 5 minutes every day. Listen and follow at thequiz.fox.
Thank you for taking the quiz.
Connect to Fox News Audio on the Fox News app. Listen to hear your favorite hosts like Brian Kilmeade, Jimmy Fallon, and Guy Benson standing up for what's right live and via podcast. Just click listen, then swipe right and hear the latest news updates on your time. And scroll down to hear the latest podcasts from Fox News. And it's even easier to listen in the car with Apple CarPlay and Android Auto. Get programming alerts and notifications. Fox News Audio is on the Fox News app, the voices America trusts. Download it now.
Information you want, truth you demand. This is the Brian Kilmeade Show.
Now that Dan Comey has been indicted, who is the next person on your list in this retribution?
It's not a list, but I think there'll be others. I mean, they're corrupt. These were corrupt, radical left Democrats. Because Comey essentially was he's worse than a Democrat. I would say the Democrats are better than Comey. But no, there'll be others. Look, that's my opinion. They weaponized the Justice Department like nobody in history. What they've done is terrible. And so I hope there are others, because you can't let this happen to a country.
President of the United States, hey, Mr. President, who else is on your list? Bit of a trap question. You're not going to trap this president. He goes, I don't have a list. There's a bunch of people that screwed up and are getting away with it. That was the president. He's now, I think he's at Bethpage by now, and he's going to be hanging out with the American team, but he likes a lot of the Europeans too. And here's the other thing, talk about difference. All the golfers like him. Don't forget, Saturday, Sunday night at 10 o'clock, it's going to be One Nation. Amongst my guests, Sylvester Stallone and Kid Rock.
Are you having trouble hearing? Hearing loss can devastate the quality of your life. Now, there's an affordable fix for you or your loved one. Rated the best hearing aids of 2025 by Forbes Health, Audion Hearing has the highest quality hearing aids at the lowest prices, starting at just $98 a pair.
I actually like them better than my old $5,000 hearing aids.
I could not believe how my hearing and life changed.
Join over 1 million happy customers by going to audionhearing.com. That's A-U-D-I-E-N hearing.com.
Warning, the national debt is spiraling out of control. Trade wars are causing record volatility, and inflation could make a devastating comeback. Will you sit on the sidelines and wait, or will you take action today to help protect your hard-earned retirement savings? And what if you could do it tax and penalty free? Find out more by requesting your free 2025 gold and silver kit from the top-rated precious metals company, Goldco. Plus, you could get an unlimited instant match on bonus silver if you qualify. Call 855-969-GOLD to learn more. That's 855-969-GOLD.
Performance may vary. You should always consult your financial and tax professional.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
The Reading Roots Revival Music Festival takes over downtown Reading September 26th, 27th, and 28th. Three full days of live music on four stages, over 19 bands, national touring acts, regional favorites, and amazing local talents. Kick things off Friday with Gates at 4, First Band at 5, Music Till 10, Digging Dirt, The Stone Foxes, Goodnight Texas, Sitting on Saturn, Danger Kitty, Jenny Don't and the Spurs, and many more. Tickets on sale now at ReadingRootsRevival.org. Your music, your town, your festival. The Reading Roots Revival, September 26th through 28th.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.